It's the Bob and Tom Show.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning.
And with us in the studio, we have Christy Lee over there at the news desk.
Hello.
At the semi-sports desk.
Good morning.
We have Chick McGee.
Yes, for semi-sports.
In the interview loft, it's a guy who is a distinguished actor and comedian. And in spite of that title, he's a very funny guy. He's Kevin Pollak.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Growing up, you're in California.
Mm-hmm.
You were in California. Were your first impressions those of your classmates, or do you have one of your teachers that you got down pretty well before you were doing William Shatner and
yeah.
Columbo? And
yeah, my high school football coach, actually it wasn't my coach because is a squat Jew. I didn't play a tremendous amount of football.
How can you do Woody Allen in 3 seconds?
I did quite well at the concession stand.
Yeah,
that's my Kevin. 360 degrees in 2 seconds. That's a good football move.
Yeah, uh-huh. But the football coach had a very distinct walk through the quad, that area where the students would gather around lunchtime. It was a very strange sort of head bob walking thing where his head had to move side to side to keep his feet forward and in motion. Very odd and quite easy to impersonate, much to the joy and laughter of my schoolmates.
And that gave you a taste for it?
Until one day, while doing it, I just finished doing it and I was standing there taking all the laughter and enjoying that moment in the sun. When suddenly from behind, I was put into a headlock.
Those were the days.
And even as a 16-year-old, I knew the lights were about to go out. It was nap time.
I'll bet.
Because it was one of those headlocks where you really knew within seconds, this is not going well. And then a whisper in my ear from behind, I heard about it. And I don't think it's funny. And then I thought, you know, Marlon Brando's funny in The Godfather. I could do him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a quick transition. Yeah. Maybe people I'll never meet I should do.
Good idea.
And so then that's what it became.
Kevin Pollak's our guest. You've met a lot of the famous people on the sets of movies and some of the people you do impressions of. Who else have you met out there? Have you met any presidents or
Who's the most famous
baseball players, football players, athletes? Is it primarily showbiz people?
Yeah, it is the showbiz people. And you know, I was fortunate enough to get an offer from the great filmmaker Martin Scorsese for this movie Casino. I'm in the film a total of maybe 9 minutes, but the way Scorsese shoots, we were stuck in Las Vegas for 20 weeks. You know, Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci and Sharon Stone, but also in the film, Don Rickles.
Wow.
Who, an idol of any comedian.
Uh-huh.
And if you've seen the film, Rickles has about 4 lines in the entire film, but he's in it a lot because he's usually sort of following around mm-hmm. the De Niro character, standing next to him in scene after scene after scene with a very serious grimace on his face. And a very unhappy-looking man. But when the cameras weren't rolling, of course, he's entertaining the troops, the crew. And so what you have to know for this is that when De Niro walks on the set, a hush falls over because there's an almost unexplainable amount of respect and reverence for the great Robert De Niro. And he's a fairly, you know, approachable guy, but a little shy, so people don't talk to him much. Rickles, however, was not impressed.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to you now, it's a very professional situation. Martin Scorsese, who you know, everyone kind of knows, is a very special filmmaker because he has a very unique style. But when you're working on the set, he too is someone that has that creates a tremendous bit of respect from the people he's working with.
Oh, sure.
Everyone wants to please the master, right? So there's a lot of that sort of tone on the set. However, Rickles was not impressed. So I'm saying in the middle of a shot, the camera's rolling, we're shooting a scene, De Niro is saying his dialogue, Rickles is standing next to him. Scorsese's behind the camera watching. Total silence in the room as De Niro says his dialogue in the scene. Rickles would step out of the scene, out of character, and just turn on De Niro and say, "Is that the way you're going to do it? Like that?" "No, no, you got the awards. I'm sure you know what you're doing." and there would be a moment of utter silence and fear until De Niro instantly wept like a 9-year-old with laughter.
Right.
Oh, he just loved it. Loved Rickles ripping into him.
That's funny.
Pesci, not so much.
Doesn't surprise me.
No. When Rickles pointed out that Joe was so short, Rickles was going to ride him around the set like a Shetland pony.
Oh.
I mean, Pesci was upset. I mean, he would in front of everyone, he would kind of let it be known. "Oh, yeah, yeah, you're a riot, Rickles. Now I get it, I get it. I'm a midget and you're a genius. Go screw yourself." Oh, man, he was pissed.
Kevin Pollak's our guest. He's known for his stand-up comedy, which includes a lot of impressions, the most famous of which, oddly enough, on this show, emerged one day when we were talking about the old days when we grew up and you'd watch The Sullivan Show. Mm-hmm. And guys like Frank Gorshin would come out, and there were about 10 victims of the subjects of these guys. There were the standards.
Always the same guys:
Kirk Douglas, Burt Lancaster,
yeah. John Wayne,
Ed Sullivan. Mm-hmm. And I asked you, well, what's going to happen when all these guys are dead? And now they are,
right?
And you brought up out of nowhere the oddity of Christopher Walken.
Yes.
And somehow that conversation has turned into this sort of, on this show, this kind of stairway to heaven of Kevin Pollakdom.
Yeah. And as I travel around the country to do the stand-up in certain cities where your show is a big hit, there's this weird moment that occurs. Because when I did the Frankenstein Never Scared Me, marsupials do. Because they're fast. It was in a. I had set it up where I said, "Have you ever interviewed Christopher Walken?"
Yeah.
And then I think Bob was kind enough to ask actual questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like an interview. So when I do it, that bit in my act, it's part of this whole 10-minute or less piece that I sort of attribute towards my love of Christopher Walken, how he's changed my life, my religion. How he haunts my nightmares, where I have this recurring nightmare where I'm in a shopping mall and I walk into a clothing store and he's there behind the counter. "Hi!" "Old friend."
"Yeah.
Welcome to Walken's House of Pantaloons." "Say, here's good news. We have all your pantaloon needs. Denim, corduroy, what have you. Hi. Perhaps I could interest you in a culotte." So I have all these stories, and I do them for the trick-or-treaters who come to the door. I scare them. And then I say, as myself, I say, that Christopher Walken is perfectly strange, and I love him for it, and it seems like all of his thoughts are completely disconnected, like if you tried to have a conversation with him. "Hey, Chris, how's it going? Frankenstein never scared me." So in my own routine, I'm having the conversation with him. But when I'm in one of the markets where you guys are adored and followed in cult-like fashion, the audience starts to sense, first of all, when I first mentioned Christopher Walken, they're already applauding, but they start to sense that the Frankenstein marsupials bit is coming.
Right.
To the point where when I say in my act, it's as if his thoughts are completely disconnected.
Uh-huh.
It tricks a mechanism in their brains, and I hear their chairs scoot forwards and a unison, "Shh, this is it. And then when I finish the bit, right, I have to acknowledge what has taken place. So I say, "Well, apparently we have some Bob and Tom fans in the room. And the place goes crazy again. And I say, I love those guys. I love doing their show. I really do. And they're so great to comedians. They're unbelievably supportive. And I hope they're on the air till the end of time. However, it's a little strange for a comedian to have the audience know the bit. I mean, rock bands, they want you to come out and sing the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
But comedians tend to enjoy the element of surprise.
But in this case, for some reason,
it doesn't matter. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, and we have lots of guys come through, and we'll have portions of interviews, and we'll play them over and over and over again.
Right.
And there are certain things, that every time I hear them, I laugh again. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I remember I would get Bill Cosby records or Alan Sherman records and play them over and over and over and over and over. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
They bring me up to my little happy place.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. That piece, for whatever reason, it has an element of such super specialness.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
even though they know it's coming, it hasn't been, we don't overplay it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. We get requests for it, believe me, every hour of every day.
Is that right?
But it just has people just love it.
Yeah, no, and also the sort of conversational aspect of when I did it on the show and your guys.
We didn't see it coming.
No, exactly. No. Exactly. And it's your genuine reaction to it, I think, that is especially tickling to your audience.
Yeah. But our listeners also have, it's like a code word.
Is that right?
Like two spies crossing in the night.
Right. Oh,
Frankenstein never scared me.
Marsupials do.
Is that right?
I should save these letters.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yep.
We have letters of people who have just had their first intimate encounter. Oh, because of, you know, they met at some bar and it's like this code word.
Yeah. Yes,
the Frankenstein comes up and all of a sudden someone says marsupials. The next thing, you may be responsible for some children.
Oh, there you go.
Well, then let me start to channel Albert Brooks when I say to all my fellow men out there, if I'm helping you get laid, all right.
I want to talk to Albert when we get back.
All right.
We'll be right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Wake up. More Bob and Tom Extra is on the way next.
What's the last thing a stupid redneck says before he dies?
What?
Hey, y'all, watch this!
That's my people!
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hello, nice to see you.
We have Dr. Will Miller in the hot seat with us this morning, along with Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Coming up,
Will.
Comedian
Good
Scott Dunn.
Good
hey, Will, how are you?
Great.
I have a question.
Yes.
It's about sports.
Yes.
After a big game, and there were four big games this weekend, and there'll be four more next weekend.
Yep.
People who are fans, if their team loses, huge depression.
Absolutely. No question.
And it's hard to shake it.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to justify coming to me for $150 an hour to talk about the loss of
it. Well, that's cheaper than a football ticket.
Do you serve hot dogs or popcorn?
I'm willing to.
You have a vendor that comes through your office?
Now, Dr. Will Miller is a practicing psychologist, and by practicing, we mean he hopes to get a handle on it pretty soon.
Right.
Do you have rules about food? And I assume it's a non-smoking facility?
Yeah, non-smoking. And also, I mean,
let me ask you, about drinking. 10, 15 years ago, were people allowed to smoke during?
Yes.
Was that pretty standard? And then?
Oh, yeah.
Was there an industry-wide non-smoking thing? Or
with some of the more rigid, screwed-up therapists, yes. But, you know, relax. You know, you want to have the people feel relaxed.
So, let me ask you this. So then, can you shop around to find a psychologist that will allow you to smoke if you're a smoker?
Sure. I'm sure you can. Yes.
I wonder, would that be a good advertising thing, but a little thing?
Possibly. It might limit your practice, but it's perfectly
schizophrenic,
fine.
Like smoking, I'm your man.
No kidding. Actually, one of my specialties was addictions, and anyone who works in addictions knows that a lot of people who are in 12-step programs, a lot of smoking in 12-step programs. And I frequently had people who were smoking. And, you know, why have someone add anxiety when they're sitting there trying to talk to you about their past?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're itching for a cigarette. So I have never had any trouble.
But do you allow it now?
Well, the building doesn't allow it, so.
But oh, so in other words, you're just going to pass it along to the building, and
that's right.
If this patient of yours jumps off the 10th floor, it's the building's fault, not an inadequate.
Exactly. Absolutely,
you know,
I'm covered.
Interesting. You
catch the buck.
You can't smoke, but you can jump off the building.
That's right. Yeah, you're allowed to do that.
I have my insurance agent on speed dial.
Can't go 1 hour without a cigarette.
Hey, come on. These people, they need therapy.
Yeah. No, they could smoke.
Even
in
smokers
my,
need yeah, therapy.
They could smoke in my office. I'd be fine with it. I'm not going to turn. I'm not going to out them because some of them could have homicidal tendencies. So,
sure. You know,
yeah.
Don't want them killing you.
No, just because you just light up.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to kill him till he wouldn't let me smoke. That's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you still treat
people
with addiction issues?
Yes, very much so. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. I treat all comers.
Anything new? Any new waves in the world of psychology?
A lot of bipolar, a lot of chemical imbalance bipolar, which is kind of weird. A lot of people, there's people with peanut allergies, people with all these autoimmune things that are coming up, and more there's more science involved in what I'm doing. Oh, no, it couldn't be
Well, if you're allergic to peanuts, I don't understand. How is talk therapy going to get rid of your peanut allergy?
Well, I use that
as an example.
All right. Now, here's a picture of Mr. Peanut. He likes you.
Yeah. I mean, he's your friend.
I missed something in the...
Well, anxiety that comes with a peanut allergy.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see.
Wow. You have to talk about that for an hour with somebody?
Wow.
I limit that to
50
minutes.
You should charge more. Filter out the weirdos.
You know, the research says that therapy diminishes after 50 minutes, the 50-minute hour. Actually, there's research that shows after 50 minutes, it goes down the efficacy.
That's why we only have 50-minute
sessions.
That's
right. Exactly right.
Boy, but you still charge enough for the full hour.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Well,
I have to recover.
We still have 3 hours to go after our first 50 minutes. That's the problem.
Yeah, we've already hit
And by the way, I'd like to know who did that study about the 50-minute hour. I'm guessing it was the Madoff Institute of Pyramid Research.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, the least they can give me is 10 minutes to recover from all the bucket load of crap you brought into me.
Does anybody
wait a minute. You know how often I've been a psychiatrist, and I've never gotten the 50-minute hour.
Really? I've always had the 50-minute.
You get the full 60?
I get the 60.
No, I've always had a 50-minute.
Do you know?
I sit there with this look on my face.
Like you're staring at the clock?
If they try to stop me at 50, there's trouble.
They bring in late. That's
I imply there's going to be trouble.
No, when you're Chick, when you're speaking to your therapist, is it he or she?
It's a he.
Does he typically play with his BlackBerry a lot?
Does
he doodle?
No, he doesn't. I hear this noise a lot.
Hmm?
What?
What was that? Yeah, I heard that a couple times.
Your name again?
Sorry, what?
Hmm? Oh, you're still here.
No, I'm listening. Yeah. Oh, you're still here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't blame him, though. Or, jeez.
Like Seinfeld, I heard something. Yeah,
I heard something. I'm hearing stuff.
Do you now? Do you allow your patients to have popcorn or hot dogs?
Yeah, really, whatever relaxes them. I mean, unless it's grotesque, well, then we need to talk about it.
How about a foot rub?
Monkey meat?
No,
how
I don't.
How can you talk and eat at the same time?
So a drink, you know. Some people like to sip on a cup.
Well, when you have someone who's depressed who comes in, sometimes
have
they just sit there and look at you.
Have you ever eaten lunch with Tom?
Well, that's true.
But Tom eats like he's on death row in
his last meal.
I got to squeeze it in during the break.
He's shoveling it in his
And it amazes everyone.
It does.
His table manners. Yeah. Right. Given the background he comes from,
right.
there's food flying everywhere.
I would think he would have to sit down with china and a napkin to eat.
No.
But no.
See, that's the inner Tom.
Is that a horse galloping or Tom chewing? I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Will, do patients, you say sometimes a patient will come in and just stare at you?
Oh, yeah. Depressed people, sometimes they don't want to talk.
And so you stare at them for an hour?
Well, you just have to keep asking them questions, which is why after 50 minutes you're exhausted.
You start with, what's your problem?
I'm
really,
depressed.
You do.
You're looking at.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're,
wow.
you're
so it's kind of like this show with a bad comedian. We have to keep pestering them.
Exactly.
So, Captain Funny, why do people pay to see you?
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Depression, there's sometimes what you can do is you can, and I don't mean this like meanly, but you provoke people. You can provoke them in the session. Like, for example, you tell a depressed person,
you want to take a poke?
I'll bet that gun's not loaded.
You want a piece of meat, jerkwad?
Hey, Mr. Pussyface, I'll bet that gun doesn't work.
I think a great therapist.
I'm guessing, it's about time for me to go on the other side of the couch.
I'm guessing in the first week of therapy, Mr. Pussyface is the name that you're not allowed to use ever.
Write that down. We need Tom Griswold, therapist. That's right. Hey, Pussyface.
I got a lunch to go to.
Yeah. Well, but you know, provoke, like, for example, with depression, depression is anger, and people don't realize that. It comes across as sadness, but you go, so you're obviously really enraged. I wonder who you're enraged at. What?
What?
You know, yeah, that can provoke
uh-huh.
them.
Sure.
I'm not mad.
Have you ever had a patient
yes.
remove articles of clothing of theirs?
Oh, no, I've had women be very provocative.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah! Yeah, no. Baby!
And how do you hold that back, Mr. Pussyface?
I'm sorry, Mr.
Doctor,
Pussyface.
Dr. Pussyface, Bob. Right. This and, man has a degree.
And you are presuming I hold back.
Yeah! Now, one would assume.
I believe that's part of the code, isn't it?
Exactly.
Oh, have you ever said to one of your patients, I'll bet you've never seen one that looks like this.
One would think, being a professional, I wouldn't want to indulge in something like this, but you'd be wrong. Let's do this thing.
Now, do you sit behind a desk?
Or? No.
Oh, so you're in a chair.
Yeah, chair.
Now, do you have
chair.
A couch like in all the cartoons?
No, he has not in my present.
Cabana. You notice that all of his chair. Psychology comes from cartoons.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, that's my. Those are my
specifically cartoons from the New Yorker. I think.
But there are certain formats. Uh-huh. You know, classic in the world of cartooning.
You think
the
bombs have a little wick in their?
Yeah, that's, right.
That's required.
Absolutely.
I love
they
that.
Are.
I love the guy stuck on the island. That's one of the great formats of all time.
Oh yeah.
And the guy in the psychiatrist couch. Absolutely. That's one of the absolute classic.
Yeah. Well, that's for psychoanalysis, and in my present practice, I'm not doing much.
Okay.
I'm
not really doing anything. You have just so your chair and their chair.
A couple of chairs.
Are the chair? Now, can I ask them? These are all tactical questions. Now, have you been trained? Are the chairs equal, or is your chair the superior, more comfortable chair? Or
no, it's they're equal.
Is that important?
We also have a rocker for someone who wants to be to rock.
Oh,
but
really?
Also, it's
have
important.
A hammock. Have a hammock.
That'd really? Nice. Can I whittle what I'm doing?
I would love to be.
Do you mind if I whittle?
No, I'm listening.
Are you male or female?
I'm just trying to create a pair of pliers out of one piece of wood. It's a trick I learned.
Oh, no, he's carving a shiv.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, and then, but the thing is spacing. You don't want to get too intrusive to, you know, you don't want to be a close talker.
Oh, okay.
Except to the women who are being provocative.
Yeah.
Then you rearrange the furniture.
Well, then you want to be farther
away.
It's a distance thing. Yeah.
Okay. Now, has anyone ever come in and said, I want to sit in that chair when you go to sit in yours?
You mean like his chair?
Yeah.
No, that's against
no,
the rules.
No, that's what you would I do have say. To have boundaries, yes.
That's what you would say.
You would.
Well, you'd want to go in and control the meeting.
Yeah, you'd want
to. No, I would want to examine the degree and the authenticity of your actual licensing.
Why does it say Kellogg's in the corner? I don't know.
I believe. Now, why did your nurse refer to you as Dr. Schmachter? What was it exactly about her? This interests me, though. People come in and then you have a presentation. Okay, this is your chair. This is my chair.
Je voudrais te présenter.
Now, is there an average number of sessions that a person will go to and then they call quits?
Even if you desire as a therapist that they should be in longer, the average is 3 and then they bail.
Three
sessions, and then you.
Now, is that the average for you or for the average?
No, that's for the average. That's the average. For
now, do you feel if you get more than 3, you've done a good job?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, so that's kind of your.
Is it because out of the 3 that the people realize they don't like you?
Sometimes, but not
I
me.
I can't imagine that, Dr.
Well, I'm just wondering.
No.
Maybe they realize that there's not a chemistry and you move on to someone else.
Is that possible? I don't want to boast. That's not really happened to me. Bob.
I'm sorry.
Do they say to you, oh, listen, doctor, I think I'm done, or do they just not call you back?
No, what happens is, well, they don't call you back. And typically it's because you started getting into some stuff. It's like, oh, my God.
But you, as a doctor, you still bill them, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Now, is it like a gym where you have to join for a year?
For a year.
You know what? Some therapists are doing that. They're saying,
no
they're
way.
Saying a package, 6 sessions you pay up front.
Really?
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, that's a new thing. 6 sessions you pay up front.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a
it's almost like
a tanning appointment.
Yeah.
It is.
Are they transferable? I'm asking for a friend.
To my colleague. Right?
Now, listen, let me ask you this.
Is there a nice way to say to your therapist that you're you don't want to come back, or do you just not call? I mean, do you have patients that go, you know what, I think I'm okay? Or do you ever tell a patient,
yes,
no, you don't really need to come here anymore, you're okay?
Yeah, I've said absolutely you can finish it. You know, the thing is if you're really, if your life's not functioning, you keep going. If your life's functioning pretty well, yeah, then you stop.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is Dr. Will Miller, a psychologist. And we're trying to find out some of the ins and outs of the
But the judgment, of course, is if you're okay is ultimately mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See. Okay.
See, that would, I think that would be really attractive to you, Tom, if you...
You could judge people all the time.
You can judge people, you can say...
Yeah, but you can't really judge them out loud. You have to be kind of calm. If you got on there and started calling him Mr. Pussyface and everything else, I have a feeling the headline would be psychologist throat slashed.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well,
Tom would also need them to go through some sort of showering or
cleanliness. Before we talk, you're going to have to bathe.
Put this body condom on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't some people need the kind of a tough love thing, though?
No question.
But that's not your job, though, is it?
Well, yeah, no, sometimes it is. I'm direct.
But you're not supposed to tell people what to do, are you? Are you supposed to allow them to make their decisions?
Are you supposed to suggest? You don't tell them. You suggest it, right?
Yeah, but you can. No, you can. Yeah, I am direct.
Well, Mr. Johnson, perhaps maybe if you shaved off the Hitler mustache,
maybe you might find work.
maybe you could get a job.
I saw that over the holiday.
What? Oh, really?
A guy sporting the Hitler.
No kidding.
Yeah, at the Museum of Modern Art in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. No, I was really. Like,
maybe
are you
he
kidding,
was.
Yeah,
he was probably an artist.
Well,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe still. It was his day off from his job at the fisting factory. I don't think that look is ever going to come
back. See, I was thinking, we're all thinking, an evil guy. No,
yeah, I was thinking,
throws gay in there for
the Charlie Chaplin Museum. I was thinking,
I said that to my friend, I go, that's not a good idea.
Look.
I have been saying for years, that look will never come back.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy sporting it.
There was a guy in a band that tried that. Remember the band Sparks? The one guy tried that. Didn't really fly.
No.
Don't take.
Yeah, no. People don't want to see that.
Now, you would make. Would you make a suggestion to a patient?
Oh, yeah. I would say,
you're
aware that you have a mustache that makes you look like Hitler. What are you getting out of that? What's happening to you? How are people reacting to you?
Well, I don't know. People soon seem to like me.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay. Next to the wife or girlfriend voice, the
psycho Hitler guy.
The patient voice that Dr. Will employs is my new favorite.
Well, I don't know, Doc. What do you think?
Wow, that says a lot about what you think about your patients, I think.
I can't seem to get a date on my internet dating service. Do you think it's the Hitler mustache?
Maybe it's your speaking voice there, Dopey.
That's right.
Hey, Dopey. Well, people are going to be afraid of me.
Dr. Will Miller is our guest. Now, when you're trained as a psychologist, do they train you with regard to the interior decoration of your facility?
And the whole thing is not really minimalist, but it's like do nothing that is a distraction. Just be able to keep the focus on the person and your relationship. So how you dress. Like, for example, remember when Barbara Streisand was the psychiatrist in that movie?
Prince of Tides.
Yeah, Crimson Tide.
Prince of Tides.
Prince of Tides. And she was
Nick Nolte?
She was absurdly sexually provocative.
Uh-huh.
It's completely, it's ridiculous.
Totally wrong.
Yeah, totally wrong.
So do you just kind of have gray walls and...
No, it's just decorated like a comfort. It's
do
comfort.
You hang up the Mapplethorpe stuff or do you wait?
Do you have
By the way, that photograph there, I know that looks like a ski resort. Those are my genitals.
It's an extreme close-up of my... I call it Mount Baldy.
In the spring.
It's an extreme close-up of my genitals.
Do you have like geese with bow ties and stuff like that?
Do you realize we could come in, we could redecorate your office, and
you could lose all your patients
in one day.
Well, or I get a whole new cabal of patients.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Doctor. Well, what does it say about a guy on the radio who just blurts out, that's an extreme close-up of my testicles? I mean, that's got to something, doesn't it?
Can you imagine his dreams if he would expose his dreams?
No. I don't want to be any
he
part of
them. He says they're all flying. Dreams, but I don't.
I love the flying dream. I've only had it twice.
What does the flying dream mean?
Oh, freedom. It's freedom.
But the flying dream that I have, it's flying very slowly, and it's more of an anti gravity dream. You can hover, and I remember very clearly hovering going.
Hey,
up
did
the
you
steps.
Hear about you know, that? We're going to have cars that fly, but only get 15 feet off the ground. Did you hear this story?
I heard that in 1960.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, haven't you heard?
I've heard this
recently. Mm-hmm. And you don't need a pilot's license because you're only 15 feet off the ground.
How many
people are going to
this up.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah, because you're certainly not going to collide at 15 feet and do any damage.
You can't. Yeah. You couldn't possibly be decapitated by, oh, say, telephone wires.
Yeah, 15 feet's a really good choice.
Believe it or not, we have more Bob and Tom Extra next. From the Napa studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Become a Bob and Tom VIP and get your Bob and Tom fix 24/7. Get all the info in the VIP area at bobandtom.com. Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us. Chick McGee back from the latest swing of the Bob and Tom Canadian Miss Comedy All-Star Tour. Huge shows. Caroline Ray, Kostaki, Tom McTeague, Roy Wood Jr., Bob Zaney, Donnie Baker, Chick McGee. We are lining up some shows for the summer and for the fall. And because of the economic crunch facing so many people, our goal is to make these shows bigger than ever. So we're probably going to be even adding more comedians.
More value for the dollar.
More value for your buck. In a world where everything else is starting to suck, we're going to...
Animal acts.
No.
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 Plate spinners.
No kids,
yes.
No animals.
Now, see, I'd love plate spinners. Plate spinners.
I know you would.
I would
think
love
you should have someone spinner. Come out. I think, Chick, you should do that. Open up the show. You know,
can you doing... plate spin?
Yes.
No.
But if we had a plate spinner, if we did have a plate spinner, they'd have a lot of the rest of the guys and ladies would have to probably help him with all his gear, which that would be.
You know who we need? A huge egoed plate spinner. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not like a plate spinner when you haven't even met the guy?
I like a plate spinner. Someone who's comfortable in their own skin, though, who won't make trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll move forward here.
I didn't get my full 15.
All right,
you know how difficult it is to go out and spin plates? I'm out there for 7 minutes and I have to get off stage already.
I can't do my show in 15.
Don't, cannot work this way.
Don't give me that light after 7 minutes.
And this water is warm. I need cold water.
I'm sorry.
Most of the people don't know what you're talking about.
Well, when you're on stage, they show a light. If when it's time to get off, I can't.
They get off stage.
There it is.
We already have his music.
Yeah, we're all set. All we need now are the plates and the sticks and the guy.
I've actually done some research into this, and I've got a couple names, but we're going to be adding comedians to the show.
There's plate spinners
you
out
know,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Available?
One of my,
there's a good one in Chicago.
One of my favorite guilty pleasures, I love the 80s. I love the 70s. I love the 90s, those little shows.
Music compilation.
VH1.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, they had Circus of the Stars on I Love the 80s, I think. And they had Richard Simmons on there, and it was he was plate spinning. On the Circus of the Stars episode,
they had him. How did he do?
He did well. He had like 8 plates, and
were they nailed onto the?
He kept
dowel or whatever it is.
They kept telling him, "No, put the sticks into the holes into the table, not in your mouth." But still, he had all of 8 of them going at the same time, and he.
I want to see a professional. In any event, dear Bob and Tom, I love your show. I especially love the Mr. Obvious show and the caller.
Oh yeah,
did the comedian who did those shows die?
Yes, yes, he did.
Is he still around? How come there haven't been any new shows?
I will be a son of
Who's that from?
Clyde, writing from Spring Hill, Florida.
Well, give me Clyde's address. I want to write him a thank you note.
Okay.
He's a
thank you, Clyde.
Very nice and observant.
No, Mr. Obvious did not die.
And there are a couple new Mr. Obviouses on the way, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Maybe.
Okay. For the fall?
Yeah, for the fall previews.
Now, did you have to change the title from Mr. O 2005?
95, Tom. Windows.
We'll play doesn't something
matter.
For you.
I almost walked into the ocean, doesn't
We'll
it?
Play just something for him. Mm-hmm. Now, once again, so Chick, you were down,
in, call it Mr.
down in Florida.
Mr. Vista.
Where is
Mr.
that?
Obvious.
You have the picture of me standing in front of Rachel's. Have you sent that to the proper authorities?
Let's see.
No, I can't. I can do that, though. In
okay.
Just a second.
You're
okay.
Not on the website.
We, Chick McGee was in Florida with the Bob and Tom Canadian Miss Comedy All-Stars. Two huge shows over the weekend. Thanks
very
much.
Virginia. Right there.
Virginia.
Virginia's restaurant is posted on our website.
So you were in Florida.
And you're staring at the ocean.
Did you get in the ocean?
Did you go in the water?
What? Water? No, that would... I got in a convertible and I drove outside. What do you people want from me?
You didn't go to the beach?
Baby steps, okay? Come on. Jeez.
All right.
So you drove all the way across the...
Alligator Alley.
Whatever.
Did you see any alligators?
I don't know.
You weren't paying attention.
No.
Were you driving?
Yeah, I was driving.
By yourself?
Sure. The way I like it.
You didn't have any of the comedians with you?
No. Those guys are
crazy.
Crazy. Nuts, man. Ever spent any time with any of those guys?
Good call.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, should we play a little bit of Mr. Obvious? Want to dig up one of those?
Dig up one of those.
Maybe that's why they think he's dead. We have to dig him up. I have a Mr. OCD over here.
You know,
Mr. OCD.
Some of those, Bob, need to be edited. I did, though.
What was it, Saturday? About
never mind. What?
Saturday, 2 or 3 o'clock, I'm laying in the room.
You didn't take a nap at the ocean, at the
between,
beach?
Between naps, laying in the room there, watching History Channel about the end of the world.
Yeah.
And 12-12-12, December 12th, 2012, it's the end of the world. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Can I have all your stuff?
No kidding.
Can I have all your stuff right after that then?
Yeah.
I'll give you
big screen TVs and everything.
Three words.
Yeah.
Y2K.
You think?
Yes.
December 12th, 2012. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Better get right with.
They've been predicting the end of the world since the beginning of the world.
You better get right with.
Haven't gotten it right yet.
Right with the Lord.
See, Christy knows.
No, get right with the only way you can get right with the Lord is if you give them money. Then you'll be okay.
Well, you're a big gray-haired guy in the sky. That's not cheap. Okay. How do you think?
Why would he come down and do that and ruin his birthday party?
There's a lot of overhead to take care of the world.
So you almost walked in. Get to the part about you walking into the ocean, will you?
Well,
he never did walk into the ocean.
You know how far? That's a long walk.
Mm-hmm.
The tide kept going out. Like the ocean was mocking me. It's a long walk to drown.
Yeah, it is. Whew.
Man.
Whew. Especially if you do it on the Gulf side.
Oh.
you don't do it on the Gulf side. You have
well,
to
I tried Saturday
side.
Morning on the Gulf side. Gulf
well, there's
side,
your problem. Then... You can walk almost a mile before you get to anything deep.
Yeah, and I was like to my knees, and I can't.
Now, you're fully clothed when you do this?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
And I can't drown that way, so then I got in the car and drove to the Atlantic side.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be pretty easy there. With all
too damn tired then, right?
And then the Doomsday thing was on the History Channel,
yeah,
so
what's
I didn't
the
want
point?
To miss that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So the 12th of December, 2012.
Right. That's
world,
when the Mayan
world ends.
It's when the Mayan 12, calendar 12. Ends. You're
Do you
big
have
on
a
the
Henry
Mayans,
Phillips?
You?
No, you're
I'm
the
trying
Mayan.
To find it
I'm not the Mayan.
Guy.
I'm the
oh,
Aztec
that's
guy.
That's right. You guys were rivals.
So the end of the
Aztecs
world. I've got.
And the Mayans.
I want to just get my ducks in a row here. Okay. I got. 2008,
you might
want to
set
right?
an alarm for 12/12/12. Yeah.
Okay.
Not.
You sound like you're.
So what I need to do?
Not me. I know it's coming.
Really?
Oh yeah.
How do you know?
I've postdated all my checks, 2012.
All right, here's what I'll do then, guys. I'll let you know that on January 1st, 2012, I'm going to retire.
Oh, all right.
Okay? And then I'm going to go out and get credit cards from every bank in the world. Okay. Then I'm going to go out and charge my ass off until the 12th of December,
you
know,
2012, and the world will be over, and I'm going to have a
you know, when you're
great
laying there,
time, and you're not.
You know, when you're laying there watching this, and it says December 12th, 2012, it doesn't register that you're laying there watching it in 2008, and you realize, oh, wow.
Only 4 years.
It's only 4 years from now.
It's only 4 more years of laying down.
Yeah, that's only more 4. I'm going to have to get up here in a certain moment.
Yeah. Huh. Get up and run. I'm going to have to run.
I'm a dang on.
Mm-hmm. So your logic was, why kill yourself when you've got that coming around the
right.
corner?
Right. Got that to look forward
right.
to.
Right.
You want to be here for the end of the world, don't
sure,
you?
Sure.
You don't want to miss that. That's going to be... I wonder who gets the rights for that, CBS, NBC?
Do you think they'll broadcast that live?
Oh, sure they will.
Well, a big asteroid, a big big flashlight,
mm-hmm.
a lot of heat,
mm-hmm.
a lot of wind, and then it's done.
Then it's over.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch that on television.
I thought, that's not how my end of the world is.
Brought to you by Lysol.
Oh, this will be good. Really? Will the unicorns and the chocolate teddy bears come down? And
flowers start popping out of everything.
Jesus comes back.
Uh-huh, then what?
Really?
He picks the people that are going to go to heaven.
Oh, sorry, you're not going.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We're taking them only by twos, Christy. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, you don't know. I may have a man by 2012.
Maybe not.
You don't know.
Oh, boy.
That could be your T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
I may have a man by 2012.
I need a man by 2012.
What is the T-shirt you got? You didn't bring it in here? What was that? Damn
men piss me off.
Yeah!
Subtle.
No, it's in little rhinestones. It's a great shirt.
The ladies that I'll have to get their names there was so sweet of them. They made it in rhinestones. It's a beautiful shirt.
It's gorgeous. Cool.
In answer to your letter, Mr. Obvious is not dead, but thanks for the letter.
And
but
dark clothes. The comedian who does him.
He's on life support.
Did the comedian leave comedy or die is the actual sentence. I didn't read the whole letter. Yeah. If he is still around, why no new shows?
People can be so mean, can't they?
Uh-huh. Who's that from again?
Clyde. From Clyde. Spring.
So innocent. He doesn't know.
Clyde Metz from Spring Hill, Florida.
Clyde
Thank you, Clyde.
Clyde.
Clyde, we're Mets fans. Okay.
All right.
We're coming right back.
This is Little Extra. Bob and Tom Extra.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Whenever life gets you down, keeps you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind. And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line. If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis, and my troubles start a melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
Sing along at home, why don't you? 2, 3.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
It's not that hard.
And my troubles start a melting away. Just Bob and Tom.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
And the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the place where it counts. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
I'm Bob and Tom now.
Everything is going my way.
Hey, look at these goobers.
Everything is going my way.
Hey, Chihuahua.
Everything is going my way.
Many portions of the upcoming program have been pre-recorded, meaning they've already happened. And they're about to happen again. So where was I? Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to have you here. It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
That man is comedian Andy Hendrickson. That man is comedian Daniel Keno. And let me ask you this, Daniel. You said your parents moved over here when you were 14, moved to Columbus, Ohio. Is your name Keno? Was that shortened? Was it
No, that's a
Kina Vapalopovich or something.
Completely made up name, because I had one of those long Russian last names that no one could ever spell. Like in high school, every time a new teacher came, like, how do you spell that? It's a mouthful. And as a kid, you don't know. You know, I'd always get upset. You'd be like, all right, it's really not that difficult. It's upside down, backwards K. L. U. Number 13.
So you went with a stage name then?
I went with a stage name, yeah.
But your family, they go by
Kochanov.
Kalishnikov, whatever it is?
Kalishnikov, yes. Kochanov.
Kochanov.
Kochanov?
Kochanov, yeah. Which that's sounds nice. Like something you do with a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
Kochanov. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, sounds like it'd be worth it, too.
Yeah, you might
actually,
get a cut
it sounds
the price.
Like something you do now. Alone.
Yeah. Oh, Kochanov vodka.
That was his Kochanov.
No, Bob, that would be his brother, Jacques. Now.
Jacques Kochanov.
Jacques Kochanov.
Say that.
Got a letter here from I mentioned this guy wants his name used, but we'll call him Mr. Stanley.
Mr. Stanley.
That's not his name. Dear Bob and Tom, I'm listening to your guest, Daniel Kino, talk about being from another country and how he hates people asking him to teach them words in Russian.
Right.
I was born in the States, but I grew up in Bosnia. I moved back in 1995, and one goal was to learn English so people would not ask me where I was from every time I opened my mouth. I have accomplished that goal, but due to my name, which is not Stanley, it's a little longer,
right,
the topic still comes up. I hate it when people ask me to teach them words in Bosnian, but I still do it, but I make it fun.
I see.
Instead of teaching them how to say, hi, how are you doing, I'll teach them to say, hi, I'm a huge douchebag. But they think they're
saying,
learning,
hi, how are you doing?
Uh-huh. Well, how often are you going to run into somebody from Bosnia to know if
you do.
Uh-huh. or when you go decide to go visit. Yes. Oh, honey, watch this. I knew a guy from Bosnia.
He taught me something.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love this.
I'm a big douchebag.
Yeah. Check it out.
Oh, I've met your brother.
Yes, I met the president of Bosnia. He was taken with me.
Can I explain that, by the way? I don't enjoy it because most of the time people that want to know stuff in Russian don't speak the language at all. So it's like, hey,
sure.
Say something in Russian. Well, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Anything. I don't care. And at that point, to me, you might as well go, hey, immigrant, make some noise with your mouth.
Yeah.
Come on, monkey, dance for me.
Yeah.
Entertain me, you bilingual son of a gun.
That was my next question.
Bob and Tom show.
Do svidaniya.
Hello.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Hello, comrade. Listen.
Uh-oh.
The potato has landed on the turtle.
Uh-oh.
Dad?
Uh-oh.
Do we have a secure line?
No, we do not, comrade.
Okay, listen.
Uh-huh.
Listen, have you infiltrated and taken over the communications from these imbecile broadcasters?
Soon.
They are very powerful. They have over 600 listeners.
Yes, we do.
Holy moly.
Now listen.
That
listen.
Scares me all of a sudden.
I have very, very important task for you.
Uh-huh. I mean.
I need 3 pairs of Levi's jeans and some Nike tennis shoes. Please
thank
bring
you.
Those back.
Adios.
This
thank
is
you.
Kevin. I have to hang up. There's a large bear in my kitchen.
Thank, okay. You. Thank okay. you, Kevin.
They're loose everywhere, yeah. just yeah, like squirrels, right?
Lousy.
That's right.
Lousy bears.
Them over there.
Wow.
When you travel to Russia, do they have Wi-Fi and a lot of internet stuff or no?
In Moscow, they do, yeah. In Moscow, you can get online wirelessly. But you leave Moscow, and it's pretty archaic. It's,
mm-hmm.
I have family in Minsk, which is Belarus, which is still a communist country.
Right.
I mean, the president changed the constitution, and they live in a communist regime. Which, by the way, the more communist the country, the more American you feel, because, you know, like the weirdest things that you'd be walking down the presidential palace. We were walking past it, and they go, "Oh, you can't take a picture." Mm. As an American, you go, "What do you mean I can't take a picture? I can do whatever I want. I'm a human being."
Not here, you can't.
Not here, you can't. Not here, you're not.
We don't care. Yeah. Yeah.
You definitely feel very American. Like, why aren't you guys upset about this? Where's the revolution? No, we had one. Didn't work out very well.
Yeah. They took all our cameras.
Now,
yeah.
Let me ask you, we were jokingly saying that I guess blue jeans and toilet paper were sought after. Are computers highly sought after? If you walked over there and said, "Hey, I've got a MacBook," would that be something people would really want? Or
not necessarily a MacBook, because they don't really have the Mac
Oh, stores. There's no Mac store in Moscow.
I mean, they have maybe one in Moscow. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, I hate going to the Apple store.
Why?
My Mac. I feel a little dumb. I mean, geniuses, do they really need to call them geniuses? I already feel defeated going in there. My computer's too slow. The girl's like, would you like to talk to a genius? Oh, my God, I'd hate to bother a genius. He's probably in the back of the room working on the time machine or the cure for AIDS. Yeah. Tell me we're not wasting our geniuses clearing out the porno folder on my MacBook.
Yeah, what a waste of
apparently
time.
Apparently, I've hit a hot spot.
It's a little embarrassing to have a 17-year-old kid go, hey, you know what the problem with your computer, Mr. Keener, is this giant folder that's taking up 99% of your memory called Big Booty Slaves? Oh, thank you. Genius.
Thank you, genius. All right, no worries. We have to take a break, but hold on. Bob and Tom show.
Bob and Tom, how you doing? It's James Gandolfini.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony Soprano. Hey, Tony, how's it going?
Doing all right. I understand you guys got a guest from abroad.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Daniel Kino is here. He's actually from Russia.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Originally, yeah, he's an American citizen. Now he's been living here since he was 14, but he spent a great deal of time in Russia. Just went back, as a matter of fact.
The fact is, I had a couple of sex scenes at Sopranos with a couple of Russia girls.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. What they say is true.
What?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Even with the one who was messing up then.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter? I remember the line. I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, call him. I break it off with the Russian horn. That's the thanks I get.
Man, you still got it. You still got it.
We're into it on a Tuesday, the best of the Bob and Tom show. A bunch of guest comedians today. Coming up this hour, Jen Kober. But coming up next, Gabe Kia and Nikki Glaser, all on the best of the Bob and Tom show.
More is on the way. Stay tuned. This is the best of the Bob and Tom show. Bob and Tom!
This is a song I wrote for a special person.
All right.
Each time I need a trusted friend, you're there. With tears to dry and a heart to mend. You're there. And when I'm down in misery and the whole world turns its back on me and I need some love and sympathy, you're there. Nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm weary and tired of trying, honey, you're there. And anytime I need a shoulder to cry on, you're there. And sometimes when I come home with a heavy heart and weary bones and I need a little time alone, you're there. I want to turn the stereo on, but you're there. I gotta get in to use the John, but you're there. And when I wake up lovingly and turn on my pillow, hoping to see Kim Basinger smiling back at me, you're there. Oh, this is more of a good thing. How much damn togetherness a one man stands. Don't get me laughing here.
All right, sorry.
I want to flop down in my favorite chair, but you're there. I can't see in the mirror to comb my hair, cause you're there. When I want a little snack at night, I sneak down to the fridge to get a little bite. I see a big fat ass blocking out the light, cause you're there.
A good Tuesday morning to you. This is Christopher in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. You're with the best of the Bob and Tom Show. The gang will all be back from vacation next Monday with Christy Lee returning, as a matter of fact. Let's hear a segment here on the best of the Bob and Tom Show from comedians Gabe Kia and Nikki Glaser.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
And when we last left you, we were talking to the beautiful young woman in the studio, and there are two.
thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, you're talking about Chris.
Nikki and Dan.
And we'll get back to Nikki in just a second, but I wanted to read a letter here because we had an interesting story from comedian Dan Cummins a while ago in the show. Mm-hmm. Story involved Dan checking into a hotel in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And what you woke up in the and someone had used your credit card.
Yeah. A little shopping spree.
Shopping spree. Turned out it was the sales clerk. But
creeper on the front desk.
The larger point is
creepy Creeperton.
You had arrived in this town, gone into a hotel, checked in with your credit card, and the next morning it had been used. So you realized immediately the only person who had your credit card in that town was this guy.
Right.
Dear Bob and Tom, my sister recently had her credit card stolen. The idiot who stole it signed his name on the receipt.
Genius. Genius.
Dead giveaway. Force of habit, I'm guessing.
Well, no doubt.
Oh, that is really amazing.
I can't believe somebody stole your credit card and my signature.
Uh-huh. Right?
Will they stop at nothing?
That is amazing. We were talking about your life as a writer, Dan. You're a comedian, and you're now living in Los Angeles.
Right.
Are you still doing the cards?
Unfortunately, I'm still unable to get my greeting cards on store shelves.
Okay, well, that's too bad.
I don't understand why.
Can you give me explain what we're doing here? What are you talking
just,
about?
I've just been working, trying to make some extra income, mm-hmm. writing some family-friendly greeting cards.
Sure.
Just a little different, a little twisted, maybe more, but something an alternative to the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really working on a lot of new occasions, diversifying, just a lot of fun stuff like Happy New Year's, buddy. I made a resolution this year to hang out with smarter, more attractive friends. You take care of yourself.
Sign it.
Yeah, just sweet stuff. You know, mm-hmm. all happy Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. I got you a Bible. Just think about it. Mull it over.
Ponder.
Yeah.
Ponder
it. You know, happy birthday, stepdad. I got you a crowbar. Thought it might come in handy the next time you try and pry something apart like our family. I don't know why these things aren't just hopping off the store shelves right now.
Oh, I could see that with a photograph of a guy with like a pencil thin mustache
and chiclet teeth,
weird thumbs.
Yeah.
Have you seen? Thumbs. They do have the greeting cards for. I've seen it for birthday parties and St. Patrick's Day and Thanksgiving. It's the woman saying to another woman, "Where's your birthday party at?" And the other woman says, "Don't end a sentence in a preposition."
Mm-hmm.
And you open the card and it says, "Where's your birthday party at, bitch?"
Bitch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's a classic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we kind of, yeah. That's a good, like, the
that's
insult
That's like
card.
Along the same lines.
Yeah, insult cards. That's what I'm trying to do, you know? Like, the birthday would remind me if I have one, the You're Invited is a very popular category of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a little twist, you know, like, You're Invited. This Friday night, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., your house completely alone. Thanks for not ruining our night. So nice. For the person you don't want to come to the party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
I like those. They're good.
Now, sweet.
Christy, are you a big card giver?
Yeah.
You get the blank cards and fill them out yourself?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Do you keep cards in the house? Like
I do
20
have
or 30
cards.
Of them?
Oh, yeah. I have a file.
Yeah, uh-huh. Becky has ready, a huge file.
Ready, so in case, just in
ready
case,
for all occasions?
Yes, mm-hmm. like kids' birthdays, because those will pop up before you know it, and you know, thank you
anniversaries,
cards.
You know,
yeah,
stuff
all
like
that.
Yeah, I'm big on altering the cards.
I know. You'd like to buy like a bar mitzvah card and give it to somebody for First Communion. I
yeah,
love that.
Yeah, just cross it out. Oops. Yeah.
And in all seriousness, that's what I was kind of trying to do too. It's like you wouldn't really, you know, in a hateful way give, but I think that's what my friends and I would like to do because that's what we do the same thing. Like just some random like 8-year-old birthday card and give mm-hmm. it to you know a 25-year-old or whatever like that. But yeah. I think that's what'd be funny. Like you know you give a hateful thing, but then you make hey man, wouldn't that be funny
mm-hmm.
if. But then you write your real note
mm-hmm.
that's more hateful.
Turn it up a notch.
You kick it up a notch with the handwritten part.
Right. It's sort of a combination of passive aggressive and sarcasm. You don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, keep them on their toes.
Yeah, well, uh-huh. We were talking also with Nikki Glaser. Nikki now living in New York City.
Yes.
Is it just like the TV show Sex in the City?
Oh, yes.
Oh, is it?
No.
Really?
Not the one I'm living.
Mm-hmm. You got really cool new shoes.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's crazy. I've lived there 8 months and I'm single and here's the, I got a my number since I moved there has just kind of skyrocketed. You know, my number.
You mean your phone number? Is it all over the place?
Yeah, it's all over the place. But no one's calling me back is the weird thing about this.
Bathroom stalls.
No, my number is, I'm not going to say what my number, I'll give you a hint.
Uh-huh.
My number can drive. A rental car. Uh-huh. So that is really getting up there.
Oh, you're concerned? You're not, you don't look like you're aging badly.
No, my number of people I've slept with.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That number.
I was confused too, Tom.
Oh. You guys are slow, man.
Did you get it?
I got it. Okay, I was like, thanks. I know where she's going with that number.
I thought
number.
She was going the number of the guy, the age of the man she would date. That's where I thought.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's driving age, too.
We can clarify this with a few simple questions.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is the number of years in your life lower than the number of men that you've slept with?
No. No, I'm right around the no.
You're hovering near the point.
No,
where
it's not that bad. I'm trying to be better about it. You know, my friends are helping me out. They're like giving me advice about like if you don't want to sleep with a guy too soon, like say you know you're going on a date with him, like I get asked out on dates, but say you know, like a week before the date, just stop shaving your legs, and
oh,
then
really?
Like on the date you'll be gross and you won't sleep with them. But I'll go on the date and then I'll get like blackout drunk and like forget about it and sleep with them anyway.
Yeah.
So now I'm not just like a whore. I'm like a filthy whore
with hairy
like,
legs.
Back fears. Yeah.
I bet you get a lot of callbacks though.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Now Dan has a card for that.
Right. Sorry. This card's a bit late, but hey, I guess you're used to things showing up a bit late, like periods. Congrats on the new baby. Could be one in that realm. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. By sleep with, you mean lay next to
that's
while
right.
saving
yes.
yourself
absolutely.
A marriage.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right. Of course.
Okay. That's right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Wow, this is very interesting. Christy, you look appalled.
Oh, I'm not appalled. Are you kidding?
She's jealous.
Who am I?
Now, let me.
Am I to throw stones?
I assume that you're joking when you say you don't get asked
but
out
don't,
on
we've
dates.
Had, we've talked
I really
about
don't.
This before. The
okay.
number is five, no matter what.
Five.
That's what you say.
That's what you
how
oh,
many
is
people?
That what you're supposed to say?
That's what
damn.
You're
wow.
She, whoops. She missed that by,
jeez.
By yeah. a couple of tens.
No, it's not that bad. This is the thing, guys. This is all new to me. I didn't have sex till I was 21, which is it's true. I was saving myself for Jesus, which luckily that was my gardener's name, so that worked out. But so,
wow,
21 is true. I did, and so that's a late start. I was very. I would give anything to go back and sleep with that first guy again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get my earrings back. But that was a nice pair I left over there. But I've changed. Like my style's different now.
Mm-hmm.
I like to show him how much I've grown. Like I remember the first time I had sex, I was so scared that I was doing it wrong. That I was just like lying there, just like do it to me, just like scared. And now my style, like I still just lie there, but it's out of laziness. I'm owning it a lot more now. And I want him to see that change,
okay,
you know.
Gotcha, huh?
I treat it like a massage. I fall asleep. It's great. Sex is wonderful.
Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, hi, guys. It's me, Bill Clinton.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Boy, I am interested in this chick.
No doubt. Uh-huh.
Hey, honey, you lost your earrings? I'll give you a set of earrings.
I'll bet you will.
And a lot more.
Uh-huh.
You got any pearl necklaces you
want? All right.
Oh, Bill.
Jeez, come on.
Oh, come
maybe
on
Christy
now.
Could talk to you about a couple things.
Uh-huh, thank you. Thanks, Bill.
I'm always serious.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know you
thanks,
are.
Thanks,
oh, my
Bill.
God.
With us in the studio, we've just met a comedian, Nikki Glaser, comedian Mark Vieira, and now... In the studio, it is comedian Gabe Kia, and I was trying to describe to Chick. I think Gabe looks like a balding.
A balding. That's right off to the balding.
Right off the bat.
Just stop right there.
A balding,
and that's it.
A balding Peyton Manning.
A balding
yeah,
Peyton Manning.
I
gotten it before.
Peyton oh, Manning?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have the same forehead.
Same
yeah.
forehead. That's always the best
calling
thing to have
Manning
in common.
Balding?
Peyton Manning.
No,
hey,
no.
Gabe, I bet you'd like to have his wallet.
Oh. All right. No. I'm not suggesting that Mr. Manning...
is balding?
No.
That's what I heard.
No,
yep,
I'm saying...
that's
yeah.
what I heard.
I heard that, too. And I'll bet you Peyton heard that, too.
And
somewhere.
It just went from amused.
Hey, I'm right here, guys. Peyton... Not here.
Sorry.
I'm balding.
It's
just your haircut. I see you.
You do have a nice. You have a very nice beard.
Thank you. Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
You have a very nice overcompensation.
If we lived in the bizarro world and your beard was on the top of your head, you would be there. Right.
There you go. There you go.
That's what I'm trying.
Am I right though? Very tall, slender man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going.
Barrett Peyton Manning, very handsome man. You look kind of like him.
I could do commercials.
But you also said he looks exactly like your realtor, or your realtor's, could be your realtor's brother. Is
he
what
could,
you said
except my realtor doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He
has a full head of hair.
He looks.
Wow, we're back on that?
Sorry, no. He looks a lot more like Peyton Manning than he does your realtor.
Don't you insult my realtor by saying he looks like Gabe Kia.
Wow. Your realtor doesn't look anything like
that. I am so sorry, Steve.
He's a lot of abuse. My broker holds my license.
Okay, sorry. Okay, sorry. Where were we? Okay. Gabe, how you doing with the chicks?
He's got a girlfriend, remember? Great. He brought her last time, Maggie.
I've actually, Maggie
was you're
here.
Still with her?
Yes.
Still with Maggie.
Wow, cool.
I like your reaction. Is great.
Really?
Wow. It's been really? Over a week. That's amazing.
I thought you would have run out of money by now. She must
really like bald guys, that lady, huh?
Yeah.
And beards.
Beards and bald guys.
She was very nice.
She is very nice.
She is very nice. Not was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is.
And actually, I don't know, but I remember Bob asked me last time. He said, he's like, are you official on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't pay any attention. I don't do that. That's not. So, we're official on Facebook.
Thanks,
Bob.
Thanks for mentioning it, Bob.
It's that status thing.
That's
apparently.
How it goes.
That's the key to your life. I mean. That's how people break up, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't tell anybody. They just go single all of a sudden.
You're like, what?
No, wait
what?
A second. Nikki, you want to weigh in on this? Are you an active?
Hers says available.
Mine is just nothing.
I click like on that, anybody. I click like on everything. Like.
Yeah.
I was just concerned.
I'm sorry, Nick.
It's not
dry.
And Kristen, could you explain to us again?
Twitter.
Oh, my God. You're
driving me.
New Twitter.
That's going to be on the quotes page.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Nikki. That was mean.
No, it's fine.
Do you want?
I'm trying to.
Do
you
have
mind
an elaborate? Do you have an elaborate Facebook profile and everything?
Yeah, I'm on there. I'm more into the Twitter thing now. That's my jam right now. Mm. I already have like a lot of new followers from just today. Mm. I'm excited. Cool. Every time I come here, it blows up.
No, again, it's. I'm sorry. It's Nikki.
G-L-A-S-E-R. Gabe's on there, too. But
yeah, by the way, I'm on there. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Gabe, and
I've
got
none
active.
So far. None.
Hang on.
Manning's following me. That'd be awesome.
I'll take this, Tom. Now, what picture do you use? My God. Is that what you're going to do?
Wear a hat, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
There we go.
Maybe. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. My last picture with hair. I've got the Bolton thing going on. I'm, like, holding on still.
No. Got a lot more hair than I do, so you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Kia spells it
K-E-A.
So is that how they find you?
Like IKEA.
Yeah.
Let's get right to another topic. Body hair.
What?
Body hair.
Body hair.
Why are we going
to
talk about body
hair? I'm just asking. Gabe, you a shaver or what's your
removal? No, I just.
Normally, balding guys have lots of body hair.
Tons of body hair.
Because, you know, they don't want to sacrifice anymore.
It's got something to do with testosterone.
It goes somewhere else.
I don't know.
I guess.
I can see it peeking out of the top of your
shirt. I think so.
I can see it.
Well, you guys, is that what you're on? All right. I see what you're after, boys.
Slow down.
Yeah. Mark, you look like a very hairy man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm blessed with the...
got a lot of...
With the hairy gene, you know?
Yeah.
I got stuff happening.
I know what he's doing. He's getting around to Nikki now, isn't he?
Oh, wait a minute. I look around.
I see how it works. Okay.
Okay, fair is fair.
All right.
Nikki?
Yeah, I'll chime in. let's do this. I wanted to get a Brazilian thing wax done recently.
Sure.
I didn't know the protocol. I walked in the place. I'm like, I want the Brazilian, and they were like, "This is super cuts." And I was like, "You know what?
Wow. Okay. Well, I can understand their discomfort.
Okay.
You guys didn't want me to. Can you come back in 15?
Yeah. You can't do it on the cheap. They're a Brazilian wax are like $40, and then after tip, it's like $41 or something. Like
sure.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so I went I was really cheap at the time. I went to Walgreens. I was like, I'll get a kit. I can do this myself. Ooh. Like, I like a project. I'm into arts and crafts. And but like every other scrapbook I've ever started, didn't finish this project.
Oh, no.
Didn't even get close. They give you, like, these strips and then the wax that you heat up. And I got two strips in, and I was like, all right, I'm done. This is my new look, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Looked like a pause button. But, you know, I'm like, it's a metaphor for my sex life now. So put this bitch on pause. No one's seeing this.
Yes, it looked that intentional. A pause button?
Okay. That may be the greatest joke I've ever heard. I can't even laugh. I'm so delighted.
He's so stuck on a mental aspect. Yeah, on the visual. Yeah.
I am so delighted by that. God, that is just mm-hmm. frightening. Mm-hmm. And everything about that's real, too.
Wow.
It is.
I can remember the first time I encountered waxing. My sister came into town, and this was years ago. And
where's this going?
No, it's okay.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. And she asked me to. Fortunately, if that pause button hadn't been there. No.
You're speaking English over there. No,
I walked in my kitchen, and she had a like a pie tin, one of those aluminum foil pie tins, with this gigantic block of wax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like the size of a couple of packs of cigarettes sitting in there with the heat on.
Yeah.
And I went, what? And it smelled weird. Right. And I go, what are you doing? And she goes, oh, I'm going to wax my legs. This was in like 1985,
mm-hmm.
and I'd never heard of this concept. And the next thing I knew.
In the kitchen?
She took a basting brush.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was.
Remind me not to come to your house for Thanksgiving dinner.
And she was
saying, this kitchen?
This turkey tastes funny.
She was painting her legs with big strips of wax, then going,
Yeah.
Oh. In the it's kitchen
with yes. the basting brush.
Come on.
It was in 85. This was before he got his germaphobe thing, so he would never allow that.
Oh, is that how it happened?
Yeah.
We might have covered some ground today.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the root.
Yeah, maybe. Nicely done.
Daddy, this turkey tastes kind of like wax. Shut up and eat around the hair.
It's a bunch of comedians on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show. Coming up, a segment with comedian Jen Kober. That is next on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
Hang on. You won't want to miss what's coming up next. This is the Best of the Bob and Tom Show. From the Napa studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Download the new Bob and Tom Show app now. Never be without your Bob and Tom. Go to your app store or see the link at bobandtom.com.
From the Napa Auto Parts Studios, this is the Best of the Bob and Tom Show for a Tuesday. This is Christopher speaking. Glad to be with you this morning. Let's hear a segment here with comedian Jen Kober on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Okay.
What?
Right. We have to stop the show for just a second. I'm sorry. We had a revelation during the break here. I got to slow down for just a second.
All right.
In the studio, we have comedian Jen Kober.
Yes.
Jen,
yes.
Nice to see you. You're
great. Good and good to be seen.
Very, very beautiful woman. And
the
Jen
never stops.
Isn't he nice?
Jen is.
He's on it.
No, Jen is. She talks a lot in her show about being an avid fan of lunch and
and all meals therein. Yes,
but you're a very nice person.
Thank you.
And now
I'm very funny.
We were talking off the air. Is it just in making conversation? I was asking her about Lake Charles, Louisiana. Where she is from.
Yes.
And
I think that needs a little more rousing. I'm Louisiana, come on.
Right, sure. No, I'm a big fan.
We've been through a lot. Maybe you heard a couple years ago, we had some rain.
Sure, yeah. No, I'm a fan. I just...
Came in handy that I could float
I was just asking about your home, your hometown of in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some shows coming up there, and we've done some shows. We were just talking about Louisiana, and then out of nowhere, Bob said...
Yes.
Bob said he knew a woman from Louisiana, from Lake Charles,
from
many
Lake
years
Charles,
ago. Bob,
many moons ago.
No, I have
ago.
To back up for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Bob used to tour...
Yes,
with a group of singers called the Young Americans.
Yes.
They put on shows. They
have an music outreach program. They still do all over the world.
And a lot of great singers have come out of the Young Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Bob was part of that group. They toured. Bob has been in all 48 contiguous states.
Yes. Wonderful.
But he would be in a bus with all these men and women. I've heard
30-40 people at a time.
I have heard so many stories about this when Bob first joined the 3-foot high club, but. I thought I'd heard everything, and then Bob said
this
woman he knew from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
We did a show in her hometown while on tour, and
you did a show in Lake Charles.
Oh yes, one thing about this
get ready chick
lady was she was a ventriloquist.
Wow!
And she,
how could you not?
She carried a dummy around with her.
Did you ever
in a suitcase?
Yeah,
for was it a whole girl year. Dummy?
No.
It was a guy dummy?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's. I remember when the tour started. Choice.
Did the dummy sing?
Oh, it did everything.
That's what I was wondering.
The beginning of the tour, the dummy rode on her lap every day.
No. On the bus?
Not for long. After a while.
Because it creeped people out?
After a while, the dummy was, I guess, delegated to the trunk area.
That's drama.
The baggage.
On the bus.
Oh, it was just unbelievable. You know, you'd be talking, all of a sudden this stupid dummy would be talking to
me. Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever have a romantic involvement with this woman?
No.
Did anybody on the bus?
I think the dummy.
I was going to ask if anyone got down with the dummy. That's the...
Why do you call him Buzz? Well, funny you'd ask.
Well, here's what happened.
A long question. No, it was just, you know, after a while, a ventriloquist can be a little irritating.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, Bob, I did not know that you knew a woman who had a.
Yeah, it was one of those things.
Have you ever tried to track her down?
No, I have no idea where she is.
Well, Google her. See what. Do you remember the name of the.
I don't remember her name.
If he remembered her name, I could tell her. I know everyone in that town. I'm telling you. Uh-huh. I could tell exactly what she was doing.
I don't remember her name
today.
At all.
Hmm. Hmm. So. That'd be, do you remember the name of the dummy?
It would be embarrassing to find out that. Jen was her daughter.
No, the only dummy my mother ever had with her was my father. Okay. And that's, I say that with love because I know he's listening. But no, she's not into puppets.
I see. Well, we are hanging out with comedian Jen Kober. We have that woman right there. That's Christy Lee.
That woman.
Across the way, it's Chick McGee.
Hello.
Someone handed me the Bizarro cartoon strip.
Yeah,
the one panel cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one. It may remind you of an adventure that I had a few years ago, actually. It shows what looks like a wedding party, and it must be the reverend right there. And there's the wouldn't you say that's the bride and the groom?
Sure, I would say.
And you can they're in some lush exotic setting. It looks like.
Uh-huh.
And the preacher is saying, "We are gathered here today on this mountaintop." In a foreign country at great expense to family and friends to pretend that your union is too special for a neighborhood church.
Destination wedding.
Yes, I experienced. Jen, if you're familiar with the concept of the destination wedding.
I am.
Can I ask a question? How long ago was the destination?
That was what, 3 years ago?
Three, 4 years ago. I don't know.
He's still
bitter.
The concept of having everyone from both families now have to travel instead of just the one if they're not from the same town.
Mm-hmm.
To some neutral place, and preferably a place that doesn't have airplanes flying in.
you gotta fly
someplace where the nearest airport is a couple hundred miles away. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, in this case, the nearest airport I believe was Dulles International, which is, I believe, rated as the worst airport in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it's one of the slowest. It just seems to me that if you're thinking of getting married and planning a wedding, the destination wedding where everyone has to travel,
yes,
you may realize that may be deducted from your wedding gift.
Yeah, I got you. Uh-huh.
You know, the rental car. The
we asked for towels and got dishcloths. Airline, I don't understand.
Airline tickets. But thank God we had it there because I really hadn't experienced 100% humidity in several years.
Was it an outdoor wedding?
Yes, it was outdoors. It was outdoor. It was more than 100 degrees. It was 100% humidity, and there was a lightning and thunderstorm and a rainstorm in the middle of the wedding, and one of the wedding party fainted.
Mm. Why didn't they just move it inside?
Well, that would ruin the wedding.
I was going to say that you're taking away all the drama and the fun, Christy. Hello.
Hello.
If we don't put the people in the bad situation.
It's all been planned for outside.
You know, once you've got that mm-hmm. fantasy in your head, you're...
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
And it's the girls. It's the girls because the girls always think they're the ones who look in the bride magazines when they're 8 years old.
Yeah,
dreaming of
Christy. Are you married? Did you do? No. Yeah. Okay. Is that a sore subject? Okay. Right. I just
She has been.
Multiple times.
Right. I was married for 14 years, not in a row. But
Have you ever had an outdoor wedding, Christy?
Yes, I did.
Really?
The first one.
And?
Oh. Did it rain?
Was that in your hometown, or was it?
It was in a town close by. Mm-hmm.
No one had to fly then.
It was in my husband at the time's parents' backyard.
Classy.
That was her. I want you to take responsibility.
I will take responsibility.
You know what?
Yeah.
It really was a nice little wedding.
Was there a pig on a spit at any time?
No. Oh, God, no.
Did you have a gown?
Yes, I had a wedding gown, and mm-hmm. it was very pretty, and she had a beautiful garden, and it mm-hmm. was in the city. It wasn't like out in a farm or something.
Well, hey, don't point to me like farms are bad. We're not on a farm with fat people. I wasn't on a fat farm.
But there was no alcohol.
Oh.
Well, there's the problem.
All right. What do you mean we're going to a wedding where there's no alcohol?
I mean, like cake and wine.
Send us some towels.
Yeah. Cake mm-hmm. and coffee.
Cake and Fresca.
We'll have a nice tea afterwards.
I love Fresca.
I do too.
Vodka, it's even better, but.
There you go. Okay, we have to take a break here.
A little salt on the rim.
Thank you. Our guest is comedian.
Hi, everybody.
Comedian Jen Cobert. We'll be right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
And our Bunch of Comedians Tuesday continues next hour. Pat McAfee and Michael Costa, plus Michael Loftus and Mark Poulos, and more with Jen Cobert. That's coming up next on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, you're not going to believe what's on the way. Stay tuned. This is the Best of the Bob and Tom Show. Bob and Tom! From the Napa studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Get your laugh on anywhere, anytime. Download the new Bob and Tom Show app now. Go to your app store or see the link at bobandtom.com.
This is the Best of the Bob and Tom Show on a Tuesday. This is Christopher in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. The cast is on vacation. They'll be back next Monday morning live here in the studio. Comedians Michael Loftus and Mark Poulos in the studio.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Once again, thanks for joining us. Gunner is sitting in for Chick McGee now.
Hi there.
Nice to see you, Gunner.
Chick, thanks
little,
for having
little
me.
Under the weather. Comedians Michael Loftus and Mark Poulos are here with us. Now, Mark, we established a couple of facts. You're a big man, 6'7", 350.
350.
Well, this is radio. People can't see you.
Yeah. I'm quite a large gentleman. You, size 16 shoes.
Oh, really?
That's impressive.
Means nothing.
Well, okay. It's just hard to find them off the rack, I would imagine.
Yeah. I'm on the internet quite a bit trying mm-hmm. to find shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't walk in.
Is that all you're trying to find on the internet?
Yeah. Be honest. I'm also watching Avatar porn. And,
lucky you. I'm
also drinking coffee.
What is the Avatar porn? It's not called Vagitar, is it?
No.
I think it's just called Avatar.
Yeah.
The Avatar. How are they doing
the porn
that?
Parody.
I saw one that
not
said...
Acetar, didn't they?
No. They just say a triple X parody. They have Batman and Robin. They have Seinfeld.
A triple X parody.
They have all, oh, wow. Yeah.
They got the I thought the whole, Eclipse one.
The whole point was back in the day they would change the title, no matter how tasteless it was, like Schindler's Fist.
Yeah, that's right. We're Goodwill losing humping. The craftsmanship. Goodwill Humping.
There we go. See all the classics.
Oh,
yes.
Because, see, we're trying to do that with all this porn found in Osama bin Laden's compound, and we've had so many great suggestions, like Baghdad Ass Up. Lawrence of Arabia. These are classic titles.
I like Deep Goat.
That's
one
love
of my
Deep
favorites.
Goat.
Deep Goat.
That story I heard about, I don't know if you heard that story where they said the entire time that he was there, like people, the kids in the town would kick their balls over the wall and he would never return them.
But they'd
right?
get,
oh,
that just sounds creepy.
He's just that angry old man.
They'd get cash.
I heard that they someone went out and paid the kids cash for their ball.
That's so, even creepier.
Yeah, it really is.
Can I have my ball? Yeah.
Please, mister, I just want soccer ball.
Once the kids figure out that you can, you know, steal Mohammed's soccer ball, kick it over the thing, and you get cash.
Yeah. You're just painting rocks to look like soccer balls and just tossing them over the wall.
It's raining down soccer balls.
We have our ball back.
Now, Mark, let's investigate your life. Let's probe the...
bring it on. Let's get in it.
Any bad habits? You smoke? You drink? What's going on over there?
I am a horrible gambler.
Oh.
I'm just trying to get over it a little bit now. The whole thing about me is that I don't crave it at all if I'm not in it, you know. But if I'm actually in a casino and I start, I can't stop. That's the problem.
Hmm.
You know?
What's your game?
Oh, blackjack.
Nice.
Yeah. The addiction always shows up like a horrible friend, you know, with bad ideas. Like, listen, I know you lost $10, but let's put $2,000 on WNBA. I think we can make it back. Let's do this.
Let's do
it. It's like, what? Well, that makes sense, you know, because they have good arguments, you know. They're like, listen, you would have spent that $2,000 on food, and now you're going to lose weight and get a bigger penis.
Right. There you go.
There you go.
It's like, yeah, can you argue with that?
You can't. You lost the $2,000. Let's double it. Come on.
Now, weren't you a dealer, a card dealer?
I did, actually. I dealt blackjack for 4 years, which is probably a bad place for an addiction. It's like an alcoholic as a bartender.
You know what the chances are.
Yeah. Yes. I know it's a horrible idea. Mm-hmm. But I was
where were you a dealer?
I worked at this Native American casino in Minneapolis called Mystic Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Giant one, yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of weird people coming in there. One lady came in, a neck brace, an arm brace, and a leg brace, and I'm like, you're going to really start gambling now? Looks like your luck spread a little thin there.
Come on, lady.
It's about to change.
That's right. How can you ever think after you broke
it's got to get better.
Yeah, what the?
Now, how much were you allowed to speak to the clientele?
They really wanted you to chat it up.
Oh, no, is that right?
They wanted you to make the people feel what the difference
chat
was.
Chat it up, or whatever you do, don't touch your cards.
Uh-huh. I dealt for a week on the 200 to 2,000 table. Uh-huh. Which is a minimum bet of 200, max 2,000, and I gave away $69,000 to a mailman.
Really?
And the next day, I was on the $2 table. I was like, "What's going on here?"
Well, you don't have control over that.
Yeah. Oh, it's it's horrible. This guy brought when I got off the table, and I had given him maybe $10,000 in like a half hour. He goes, "Next time you go on the table, drop the shoe." Like, knock it off the table, and then we'll reshuffle. And I was like, really?
What?
We can do that? And he's like, we can't, but you're going to.
But you're going to.
I was like, all right.
Okay. Wow. Hello. I'll get that. Bob and Tom show.
Hi, man. It's Donnie Biker.
Hey, Donnie.
You guys got a blackjack dealer in there?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Were you born a dick, or did you guys have to go to training for that?
What are you talking about?
I think the game's gay to start with, and it's unchristian. Who wants to sit down and have a pop quiz every 8 seconds? I already got my GED. I don't need my master's.
Uh-huh. I see.
They're always in a rush. Don't give you time to check your work. I got, you know, like an 8 and a 4.
Uh-huh.
I'm not to the 14 or 16, but we didn't even have beer yet, Bob.
Uh-huh.
There's no shot clock on this stuff. They must get commission on that. And then I think it's fixed. Hell, me and Scotty Winkler was there at that casino for maybe a half hour.
Right.
I got busted on so many 14s, I thought Chris Hansen was dealing the cards.
Wow.
I swear to God,
I got it. All right, thanks,
Donnie.
Thanks,
Donnie.
That's an awesome joke. That is an awesome. That's the best blackjack joke ever in the history.
It really is.
Oh, my God. That was I got busted on so many 14s, I thought Chris Hansen was the dealer. Come on! That's gold. That's listen, correct. I call him as I see him. Uh-huh. That was hysterical.
Thank you.
Wow, they're ruthless, Donnie. Man. One time a guy had a seizure during me dealing, and I stopped the game, and a boss walked by, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And I go, "The guy's having a seizure." And he's like, "He looks okay. Start dealing again."
Whoa.
I was like, jeez.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, some of these guys who have the seizures could be pulling something.
Yeah,
you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. I hope he had blackjack at least.
He actually busted on 12.
Do you have any tips?
No wonder he had a seizure.
Christy,
my one was a 9.
Christy has a good question.
Do you have any tips?
Don't gamble.
There you go.
In the interview loft, we have comedians Mark Poulos and Michael Loftus. Mark Poulos is three times Michael's size.
Three?
And I have to give him a ride home in my pocket.
There you go.
Please, mister.
No, you can't. This is radio. I mean, Mark is 6'7", 3", what was it, 320?
350.
Or 350. You're a big guy.
350.
You carry it well. You look handsome and good.
Oh,
well, let me ask
you
something.
Thank you, sir.
I walked into the middle of something during the break. Are you? Did I hear you're about to get married? Is that correct?
Yeah, I just.
What's the story? I missed.
Congrats.
I got. Thanks. The last time I was on the show, I was dating a single mom, and she told me she wanted to start seeing other people, which usually means she already is. And about 9 months later, she had a baby.
Oh my!
Which looked nothing like me, unless I had some Irish in my blood, and I didn't know. I was like, "What, did you cheat on me with a leprechaun?" But I met this girl, like, classic story, and I knew I was going to marry her because we had one of those great meeting stories. You know,
this is another one.
The one that I'm going to marry.
Okay.
Now. Yeah, I met her in Columbus at the Funny Bone. I was working there. She was drunk. I was half in the bag,
and
we made out awkwardly at the bar. I invited her back to the comedy condo for some naked time, and she declined, which intrigued me. So I knew I was going to be with her. Because I don't know what it is about the girls that say yes really quickly that makes you think I'm going to have to go to the doctor on Monday.
Right.
But, yeah, she's amazing. She's hilarious, and we're going to get married a couple months before the world ends in 2012. So
nice.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hate to
ruin your parade,
ruin the wedding. But the end of the world's supposed to be Saturday.
Oh, did they move it up?
Tomorrow. Yeah, they did.
All right. No, so there's good news and bad news. The good news: the world ends Saturday. Well, that's the bad news, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the bad news.
But the good news is you had two shows, so you don't have to work.
That's sweet.
You don't have to pay for the wedding this way.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but that means you don't get paid this week.
Can I get my check?
Can I get my check on Friday?
Now, what else is going on in your life? Anything interesting?
Not really. No.
Are you from a big family? Do you have brothers and sisters?
My family's actually really small. It was just my mom and dad and three brothers and sisters, and that was about it. My dad actually passed in February. And, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, I appreciate that. It's funny when you talk to people because, you know, I'm 35. So they're always like, you know, what was he? You know, it must have been something quick. But he was actually 85 when he passed away. He was 25 years older than my mom.
Wow.
You know, nobody bats an eye right now, but you rack that back. That's kind of weird. You know,
sure.
It's like a 25-year-old dating a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that gets kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, look at my.
look at my fiance.
Look, he pooped.
Please, mister.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my fiance pooped. Isn't that cute?
I changed my mind. I don't want the ice cream. Just let me.
Wow.
Is there a wedding date? I'm sorry. Did you say?
Yeah, it's going to be October 2012.
Are you on some kind of a health pro? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's a long time, dude. Do you really think you're going to make it all the way?
Well, let's
Why not?
So. Well, we dated for such a short time that we were like, we should.
You want to get to know each other first?
Engagement. So yeah.
Are you going to be on some kind of health program prior to this to get yourself?
We're doing the workout stuff to look good for the one day.
What are you hoping to get down to, like 6'3"? come on.
I need to get more penis.
There you go.
That's what I need.
For those of you just joining us, that may be a confusing statement.
Yes, it is a very confusing statement.
What he meant was
if he loses
weight, it'll make him. Never mind.
It's the other one.
Leave it at he wants more penis.
I'm sorry.
Let's just leave it there.
Our guest, Mark Poulos, what is the ethnic origin of that name?
I am Greek.
Is that a shortened version of...
My family's original last name was Kariaropoulos. Was the original last name.
What was it again?
Kariaropoulos.
Kariaropoulos?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
It meant monk of the city. Ellis
Monkey
Island.
Monkey City. Monkey. I like it.
Monkey City.
We're going Indiana Jones.
Damn it. I'm still in Monkey City. How do I get out?
You know what they call it? Monkey City, don't you?
Why is that? Because
monkeys are here everywhere.
And they're mean. And they're helping footballs.
They're not like that little rascals monkey that was cute. They're mean.
Yeah, monkeys in Greece? I had no idea.
No.
Monk. He's a monk.
Oh.
Monk of the city.
Monk of the city.
Monkey city.
No, Dr. Jones. Not monkeys.
Stealing
monks, Dr. Jones.
Short round. One of the great characters ever.
No.
In and out.
I do a one-man show. Uh-huh. Short round.
One night only. Yeah. Short round.
Now, you mentioned, Mark, that you were a card dealer.
Yes.
Prior to going into the world of comedy.
Yes, it was.
Did you have any other interesting jobs coming up?
You know, there were I think the only other weird one that I had was for a while I was a telemarketer at a dating service, which was a little weird.
How does that work?
Yeah. We would just cold call people and ask them if they were happy.
Wow. And it didn't matter if they were married or not? No?
Be like, hey.
Are you happy?
And I was the only guy working there. It was all girls. So I would have to call all, like, the female names on the list.
Ah.
And a couple times I actually got some girls that I would you give them, like, a single survey and just, like, ask them how their life is and what their dating preferences are. And one girl started crying on the phone.
Oh, no.
And said she couldn't find anybody and maybe I could help her. And I was just like, this
is And you had sex with her an hour later, didn't you?
I met her at a Panera. And we talked it out.
And she ate my lunch.
And now we're getting married. No.
That's a great meeting story.
That's how it works. Yeah.
How would you, was your first question, do you want to take a survey or are you happy? That seems.
Yeah. No, I would say, hi, this is Mark Poulos Cullen from whatever dating service, and we're doing a single survey. That's how we started out. And like the first question was, are you happy with your dating life right now? And usually that would be the in question for people that were married. They'd be like, well, I'm married.
Okay well, thank you. Goodbye. Thanks for everything.
Yeah.
Put them down for no.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to switch you over to my friends over at Ashley Madison.
Yeah. They want to start.
That's an interesting job.
Yeah, that was a pretty odd one.
Telemarketer, essentially.
Yeah. Because for some reason, when I came out of college, I did a bunch of telemarketing jobs back to back. One was like selling newspapers. That one was pretty odd, too, because it was a free newspaper that nobody paid for. And then I would call them and ask them if they wanted to pay for it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a donation, but it was some kind of payola.
Wasn't it more like a scam?
Yeah. Well, we offered to send them. We offered to send them a flashlight or a knife.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. No, you want the flashlight? You want the knife?
Uh-huh.
I think you want the
best
flashlight.
Of the Bob and Tom Show continues on this Tuesday with NFL legend Pat McAfee and Michael Costa. That's all coming up next on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
Stay tuned. There's more. It's the best of the Bob and Tom Show. From the Napa studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Just like the show, the new Bob and Tom app is simple, easy, and free. I mean, really, consider the source. Download the new Bob and Tom Show app now. Go to your app store or see the link at bobandtom.com.
We're back in the Napa Auto Parts studios for a Tuesday. This is Christopher speaking. It's the best of the Bob and Tom Show. Let's check in with former NFL kicker Pat McAfee and comedian Michael Costa.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Welcome back. That's Bob over there. This is Tom speaking. Chick McGee is at the Quality Driver Sports Desk. We have Christy Lee, of course, at the news desk in the interview loft. Pat McAfee, number one for the Indianapolis Colts, a former professional tennis player, Michael Costa, now a professional comedian. Michael, by the way, on his way to Chicago, where in
Joe's Bar.
Joe's Bar
you
tonight.
You know Joe's Bar. Yeah, I would go if I could. I got practice tomorrow. It's a shame. I'm going to have to come to your next show.
I would love that. And also, Tom, if I may interrupt, everyone who comes to the show gets a free download of my new album.
What? Is that right?
What?
Rip off.
Are you trying to make money?
See what he's doing?
I'm giving it away. I'm giving it away.
Once again, it's called
Comedy for Attractive People.
There you go. I'm so confused by this. So you took the Abercrombie & Fitch marketing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just remember when the CEO got in trouble because he said that they only make clothes for attractive people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got in trouble, and then their sales went up like 8,000% because everybody wanted to believe they were attractive.
Yeah, but
I'm copying the same marketing campaign.
I understand that, and I don't want to take a shot at your title.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you think people were into comedy that would be so shallow enough to want to be the attractive people at Abercrombie & Fitch?
Well, Pat, you probably haven't seen my act before, but... But shallow is a great word. Shallow is a great word.
What do you talk about?
Myself.
Talked about Michael Costa.
Talking about Michael Costa.
What's in your life right now? What's going on in your life right now?
You got a girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend.
That's right. Yeah. This is great.
A real girl.
Yeah, can you believe that?
I'm hot for you.
She's Canadian, so she doesn't really figure it out yet.
I see. You
know, is she French Canadian?
She's not French Canadian. She's not French.
You met her in Montreal, right?
She's Greek Canadian.
Yeah, she's Greek Canadian. No, she's definitely not Greek Canadian. I wish. I've learned that the hard way a couple times.
Hey! No, what do you say?
Oh, the dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
We've certainly established a few things about her.
Yeah.
Well,
good to know.
So how long have you guys been dating?
What is this, the relationship podcast with Pat McAfee?
It is. I just want to get to know you a little bit. I'm a huge fan.
We've been at it for about 3 years now, Pat. So,
wow.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. When's your birthday?
Her birthday?
Yeah.
December 7th.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
man. And I'm going to be gone.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be gone.
That's a good decision.
Yeah, you got to be gone.
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, I know.
She has no idea what that is as a Canadian.
Yeah. To her, Pearl Harbor in Canada is just like some little boat basin that people get pearls out of or something.
It was a Sunday. Yeah. Just a regular Sunday. And we were having dinner in Berlin.
Love it.
Stalag 17. A little bit of a reference there.
I thought you were being Regis.
The William Holden.
Open me up like a lobster.
Now, Michael, let's go. Now, when you're you live in a house or is it apartment?
I live in an apartment.
Now,
yeah.
Do you have a roof over your quality head? Stereo in the bedroom? And if so, what kind of music does a Michael Costa get to try to get Miss Canada into the Greek mood?
The Greek.
That's it.
A little bit of a trouble, man.
This is okay. That's
is
what
like,
I want.
Is it your final answer music?
It's Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Couldn't have guessed that. Wouldn't have guessed that.
Panty dropper.
No.
When he starts singing, it's...
Oh, wow.
I never understood why dudes who sing like chicks are attractive for women.
They love them. They love them.
I know. Justin Timberlake is... And he sounds exactly like my 12-year-old niece.
You want someone to sing like this.
Yeah.
You should sing like this.
I just don't understand that.
Back
really.
It up. Oh, sorry.
My roommate enjoys R&B. And
yeah,
it's so confused whenever it's just he and I, and he's listening to R&B.
Oh boy,
like, there's nothing wrong with it. But are you trying to have sex with me right now?
Starting to get. Yes. Does it get you in the mood?
Maybe he's just trying to enjoy some music, Pat. Jeez,
there's so many different kinds of music. That's
now, Michael. That's true. Michael, what do you like? What kind of music do you like?
Well, the Beastie Boys are my favorite group. I met them when I was in seventh grade.
I see.
I snuck backstage at a concert and met them. Mike D offered me a beer when I was 13. I said no thank you, and I instead grabbed some cantaloupe off their buffet. I could have had my first beer ever
with the Beastie Boys,
and instead I had cantaloupe.
Went with cantaloupe. And
isn't that just so sad?
Much better story, though.
It's a better story, but it would have been cool to drink some beer with the Beastie Boys, you know? Anyway.
Hindsight.
But I'm so glad you guys are so interested in this in my personal life. It's fantastic. I really
that's what you're saying. Everything Michael Costa. Yeah.
Come on. That's what Michael Costa. That's what we do. We find out about you people.
All things Costa.
Yeah. All things Costa.
You got to fight for your right to party.
That's right. Thank you.
Yay!
Okay, here we go. We're just getting crazy today in here.
Tom loves it.
Tom doesn't listen to the Beastie Boys.
He doesn't even
look at them though.
I know who they are.
This song?
Yep.
Well, this is
one of them is now deceased. Just died a couple.
Sadly, MCA.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a classic. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You wake up late for school, man, you don't wanna go. You can see why the kids like this one.
How come, Tom? How come?
This is from 1987?
It's still fun in a bar.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's true. Great.
Homework!
Great song.
God, they're so angry. You gotta fight for your right to do what?
Eat cantaloupe.
That wouldn't really have the same punch.
I had to wait that whole time to get that eat cantaloupe. Yeah, it doesn't have the same punch.
See, to me, that's sort of like the smoking in the boys' room a generation later.
Sure.
Right, exactly.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, their song Girls from that album, everyone loves that song, even though if you listen to the lyrics now, it is very sexist song, but it's still fun to listen to.
Did you play that with, as you described it, your lady?
Yeah, sure. Do I play Girls, Beastie Boys? Not really.
What does she like to listen to? Leonard Cohen, some Canadian artist, Neil Young.
Is she listening to the show?
Leonard?
I don't know. She must be calling in. Is she called in?
The only guy I know that can say Leonard Cohen and make it sound like you stepped in something.
Yeah.
You know,
she wants
Cohen.
To hear Leonard Cohen singing this weird poetic,
Who is Leonard Cohen?
Plywood
great
violin.
Canadian songwriter. Hallelujah.
Suzanne takes you down.
Yeah.
By the river. Okay, sorry.
Bird on a wire. He's a real person. He's a great musician, songwriter.
Where's he from?
It's not Canada.
Montreal.
Not real?
I'm trying to think of someone from Montreal that's famous.
Montreal. You know, my dad used to play so much Leonard Cohen. It's funny you just mentioned him, Tom. He used to pick me up from tennis practice. I don't know if you guys know this, but I played professionally. And he would play the I'm Your Man tape.
Weren't you 872?
Were you ranked
864?
My father and I would drive around Ann Arbor, Michigan listening to Take This Waltz by Leonard Cohen. I mean, what does that say?
No wonder you had cantaloupe.
Great music.
Exactly.
Not really the kind of stuff you want to... No one sits at the gym playing Leonard Cohen to exercise to. It's kind of a downer.
And he wonders why I lacked killer instinct on the tennis court.
Eating cantaloupe and listening to Leonard Cohen. Yeah.
Now, Pat McAfee, if you had to do a music survey of the Colts in the locker room.
Yeah.
I know now in these days of headphones.
Yeah, go ahead.
Everyone's kind of got their own thing going, but it must leak out occasionally. What's playing on a normal day when you're getting ready or getting...
You guys play it loud in the weight room, right?
Well, weight room, locker room, it's a party in there. It's Club Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Young Jeezy is a very popular guy. Mm-hmm. Wiz Khalifa is big.
I mean, you heard his alarm on his phone. It's like the most insane thing ever. So
Meek Mill, I'm a Boss is my alarm clock. It just gets me going.
Play it. I wasn't here. When
I like Wiz Khalifa because his rap. Some of them are boastful or
whatever,
but his. I'll be there shortly.
Yes.
I'll be there. Calm down.
Yeah. Hey, relax.
I'm not going to be there instantaneously. I'll be there shortly.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa is a Pittsburgh guy.
I'm going to roll up shortly.
I know him. I don't know him, but I've known him for a long time before he got famous. So it's kind of like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You call him Wiz or Ka? Or
I've never met him. I think I call him Mr. Khalifa.
Okay,
I think that's what I would call him.
The nickname Wiz.
I think I know.
Is it with an H or just
maybe it's Wizard?
I think it has
Wizard.
In Wizard. I believe.
Oh, sorry.
Instead of your
not
nation.
Not as in Pisser.
Okay, sorry.
It's like Pooh Bear.
Okay? Yeah, Pooh Bear.
Just Pooh. Okay.
Uh huh.
Okay.
But that's short for that's not what I
like. Pisser Khalifa wouldn't have probably taken off.
No, probably
can
not.
Can I hear your alarm, Pat?
Can you imagine hearing?
Is this be edited? Or is that
there's no swear words.
No, there's no swear words. It's just an insane.
So this is usually set at 6 a.m. during work days.
Right. Okay.
Right? 6 a.m.
Wow. God, that's
and
why.
And this is what gets you out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet.
I mean.
Kind of a lot of 80s horns, fake horns.
Woo!
Yelling. Now,
damn kids!
I've got. That's. I mean, this. Here's my alarm. This is how I wake up. Let me just grab it real quick. You're so funny, Michael. Get out of bed. That's how I wake up every day. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable.
That sounds like your voice.
Just somebody lying.
Of course, it's his voice.
I can't believe you wake up to that marching band. That.
I guess it gets the blood pumping.
Imagine like just having a guy screaming, "I'm a boss" to you right in the morning. It's like. Gonna take on the day. I got a Steve Jobs framed photo, like with a bunch of his quotes in my bathroom. I mean, I wake up
ready to go,
ready to do it,
punting footballs,
ready to take over the world.
So you're like Rocky running the stairs as soon as you wake up.
No, sir, I don't like fitness too much. But
he's honest.
But
you're
fit. I'm alert.
He's honest. He's
awake. Hop in the shower.
You just don't need to be like cardio. You don't need to have great cardio, but you need to be like fit because you got to hit. You got to hit, dude. You got to hit holiday.
Yeah, it's like like I said earlier, I'm still sore from that.
But, last year, wasn't it?
I have to be explosive.
Yeah. Explosive. Okay.
Bursts.
Yeah.
Not so much sprints.
No, a lot of explosive exercise, jumping, things like that. I can jump. I can jump now.
Okay.
Been dunking since about 10th grade, I think.
You can dunk it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was 240 at one point dunking, which is pretty impressive. Now I'm down 220.
Now you're above the rim, aren't you?
I can jump into the backboard if you want.
Do you want to hit people or do you avoid hitting at all costs?
If I hit somebody, this is what happened. Our net, which is like in punt, he said Tress Way, who's really good punter. He punts really far. But everything is all about net.
Net
so
average.
Like, if I punt the ball 70 yards and they return it 40, really all I did for my team was 30 yards.
Right,
that's all I did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where I have to do the right thing, if that makes sense. Punt it in a perfect place to get carried. That's about it. You know, so that's my life. It's just being explosive, making things happen.
Being explosive, making things happen.
If they return it long, that means my net was short.
Right.
Because
we don't like that.
We don't like that.
But it's easier to tackle them if you have a net. right? You just tangle them up in the net.
Tangle them up in the net.
Oh, it's a different
treat
net?
Treat them like
not
he's a
like
dolphin.
A tennis net.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Net is an average. It's not an actual net.
Does your audience, when you do a joke like that, do they go, out?
Oh, you know, that reminds me. Michael has to catch a train, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think it's 2014. He's
pretty sure Michael has to get to Chicago, catch a train.
I'm trying to single-handedly rebuild our rail system.
Our bunch of guest comedians morning continues in just a few minutes. Kevin Bozeman and Mark Norman, plus Sid Davis, and more with Mark Poulos. And a new Tom? What? You'll hear that next on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
This is the Best of the Bob and Tom Show. From the Napa Studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Want to share something? Send us an email. BobandTom@BobandTom.com.
Welcome back to the Best of the Bob and Tom Show for a Tuesday. Napa Auto Parts is a proud supporter of the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, so let's take a minute here and get another message from these fine folks at the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Hi, this is Tom.
And this is Chick from the Bob and Tom Show.
Napa is helping the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund raise money to assist military personnel who suffer from traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress.
If you want to learn more about the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and all the ways Napa helps, visit your local Napa Auto Parts store.
We had a chance to speak with Army Staff Sergeant Todd Damaris about his experiences.
When I first got there, it was really neat, something I've never seen before, and they had set me down with every single doctor that they had available. So when I told my story about what happened to me, I told it one time. There was, like I said, a huge number of doctors that I had to see, and so it's just phenomenal.
Napa is a huge supporter of the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. And throughout the years, they've raised money to assist military personnel and their families.
From sales of buckets to T-shirts to patriotic caps, Napa's raised a couple of $1 million, and 100% of all the funds raised go directly to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. If you want to learn more about the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and all the ways Napa helps, visit your local Napa Auto Parts store.
We're back with Hour 3 of the Best of the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Studio. This is Christopher speaking. A bunch of guest comedians in on the Best of today. Let's check in a segment here with Kevin Bozeman and Mark Norman.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
I look around the room. There's Bob. I'm Tom. Chick McGee once again at the sports desk. Christy Lee in her, looks like you're going out to a job interview suit.
There's a cute little picture on Twitter that our fabulous production team has put on.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually on the cover of a Sears catalog from 1975.
So what you're saying is that it's fake, huh?
It may or may not be fake.
Okay.
I don't know.
With us in the studio, handsome young comedians. Look at these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
We have Kevin Bozeman. We've been talking with Kevin. His hobby and vocation and life revolve around sports gambling.
That's it doesn't revolve completely around it. It's like it kind of semi-circles it.
It's like a small moon. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Maybe not an asteroid.
Right. We also have a comedian, Mark Norman, in the studio with us. Mark, I'm very impressed. You won the Village Voice Comedian of the Year Award. That's very nice.
Thank you, sir. I paid a lot for that.
Okay, good. Now, we know nothing about you, so let's start at the very beginning. You're from?
From New Orleans, born and raised.
But, no now, but now living in New York.
Yes, sir.
Big difference.
Oh, yeah. Very big. Puerto Ricans. First time.
Oh, yeah?
Never
yeah.
seen them.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We don't have them in New Orleans.
Oh, no. Yeah. I guess not.
So West Side Story probably wasn't that.
I don't hear any sort of New Orleans accent or anything.
I got rid of the accent early. I don't know why.
No, don't they say, what do they say in New Orleans? Where are you at? Accent? Is that right?
Where you at?
Yeah. Well, they say that all the time. Yeah. All
right. And they also say, he ain't going to get now up on our head now, hein?
I believe so. Yeah.
I'll have three of those, please. I'll take two.
I'll trust you on that one.
So hang on a second. I'm trying to keep up with my vocabulary.
Where you at?
So where you at? Is that for anyone?
Where you at?
Does that mean hello?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the new hello in the hood? In street
what
lingo?
Up, fam?
What up, fam?
What up, fam? Okay. What up, fam?
There's all sorts of
my street lingo is pretty much limited to a gated community cul-de-sac, frankly. I don't really.
It's a cul-de-sac and a gated community?
That's a fort.
Yeah. Compound, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's called Vista Moat. Perhaps mm-hmm. you've seen mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
What up, fam? Okay, got it done. And then where you at? What is it again?
Mm-hmm. Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at?
Where you at?
Y apostrophe A-T. Where you at?
That's New Orleans.
And if you,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if someone says, where you at, you say, where you at back?
You say, good, good. How's your mom and them?
Wow. Oh, yeah. How's your mom and them? I've been getting a lot of that on Twitter. How's your mom and them?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, oh, she's out making groceries.
Ah, she's making groceries.
We say making groceries.
Making groceries.
Wow. Yeah.
So how's your, excuse me for one second.
I'm so tired of being white. Mm-hmm. I want to be cool and.
You may have noticed Mark is white. I don't know if you caught on.
He doesn't look white. It feels like
we're test subjects for you guys right now before you guys go out into the real world.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's how Tom treats everyone.
I've been right in there. With
life is an experiment I haven't figured out yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And he doesn't like to
I'm
go
a
out and
very
experiment.
Very slow
much.
Learner.
Okay. So Mark, hang on. Stop. If you haven't gone to BobandTom.com and seen the Sears.
Catalog
mm-hmm. with Christy Lee on the front of it.
It's hilarious.
Flipping hilarious. You've got to go.
No, you have to understand that Christy bought this jacket.
On purpose.
At the Butterfly Consignment Store in Charleston, South Carolina.
On purpose.
Oh, it's a consignment store.
Good morning, Judy. But it didn't.
Someone shed themselves.
No. Here's the kicker. Still had the tags on it, so somebody bought it. Never
hated it that much,
jacket.
They got rid of it that
yes.
quickly.
I think it might have been the color.
It might have been.
Might have been the color.
Think so?
Yeah.
It's kind of a grenadine vomit.
Could have also been death.
What if somebody died in it?
Did
Didn't
you
think
what,
of that.
Died in the fitting room.
Did you hear his mm-hmm. lovely description?
Mm.
Go
you know
ahead,
what?
Try again.
Kind of a vomit, yellow,
vomit,
green.
Yeah, Christy,
puke.
You're a beautiful woman. Thank Why you. Would you wear that color?
It's a very nice pickle juice kind of feel to it.
There you go.
Pickle juice.
That's the word you're looking for.
Bread and butter.
Nice little pickle juice
bread
feel to it.
Bread and butter pickles. Yeah. Yeah.
I love bread and butter pickles.
It's kind of a golden urine color if you were peeing.
Yes.
If you
yes.
ingested
if you're
gold
peeing
and were peeing.
This color,
if
you might want to see
enough,
your doctor.
If you were in an Indian
water.
Toilet on the airport, mm-hmm. in an airplane, and you had some gold.
Gold in you.
There you go.
It's kind of a goldish, greenish, pucey.
Don't worry, I'll never wear it again.
But it looks perfect in this Sears catalog from 1976.
Did you just call her a pucey?
Yeah, he did.
Wow. Okay.
My attorney's listening.
Puce is a color, right?
Yes,
it is.
It
puce
is.
Okay.
A puce is a color like cement. It's like silver.
Okay.
I like the buttons, to be honest.
Thank
the buttons
you.
Are.
Aren't they make...
They're very like heroic, like you're a hero. Like you can, like if you stare at them, you can see into your future. Look at my buttons.
Quit looking at my boobs.
Okay, good.
You call them buttons. You call them boobs. Yeah. Potato, potato.
Let's get back to Mark. Mark, you're from New Orleans, so to make you feel at home, I say, what up? No, I say, where you at?
Yeah, where you at?
And your mom's okay?
She's making groceries.
Mom's doing
down.
Great. She's mm-hmm. making groceries.
It would be awkward then if your mom were deceased.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
It would be awkward, but she's not.
Okay, I'm just saying. All right. Okay. So your mom's making groceries. That's nice. And you are married, single. What is the status?
Dating a gal or two.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Does number two know about number one?
Probably now.
Okay, good.
Okay.
This is always
brothers and sisters.
Older brother, yeah, okay. The perfect son.
Ah.
He's a tall, handsome, good-looking guy. Graduated high school a year early to go straight to Berkeley.
Oh,
ah.
Then joined the Peace Corps.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Moly.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I'm a comedian.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Well, in some ways, he took the pressure off of you.
Wow.
You can look at it that way.
I guess you could say that. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. He took all the hard stuff, and I get to tell jokes.
Mm-hmm. You a heavy drinker?
Oh, boy, I've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I got really drunk last night, hungover today, had another beer, hangover went away.
Uh-huh.
Isn't
nice.
That, isn't that the amazing thing about booze?
It is.
The thing that causes the problem is also the solution.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. It makes you wish other problems were like that, you know, like you have sex with a girl, she gets pregnant, have sex with her again, no more baby.
Mm. Well, that'd be nice, huh?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Two negatives equal a positive.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You know about that, pro-life.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Christy? So what you're saying
yes.
is that the woman would... I see. So plan B would not be a pill anymore. It would be...
Have sex again.
Have sex again.
Again.
Well, in other words, then if you want the baby,
then you never have
no
sex
more sex.
9 months.
There you go. And you're guaranteed to get laid at least twice. Yeah.
Very That's... good. This is what's your drink of choice? I know that Kevin said, what was it? Jameson was your...
Jameson is how I heal.
Mm. Uh-huh. He likes pina coladas, remember?
No, someone said that.
I did.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say that. I would never say that.
You like the Jameson?
I'm a grown man. I love Jameson. It's so smooth.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
I have a girlfriend who loves Jameson as well.
Maybe you can hook these two up.
I could.
Is she? Is she? Does she put people in a friend zone?
Does she like basketball?
She
what's our 401k looking like?
I'm not really
does
sure.
Does she have insurance?
She does have insurance.
Oh, I thought that was a black joke. She liked basketball.
It was all encompassing is what it was.
I was going to say, does she like bald guys?
Are you bald?
I am bald, but he was referring to himself. Tom was referring to himself.
No, I was referring to you.
No. Oh, I didn't know you were
You have a shaved head, don't you?
Yeah, I have a shaved head. You want to see it? No.
Whoa!
Look at that!
Ooh. Wow, that is
look at that!
Don't you do that yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
You should use.
No, I mean, am I shaving it?
Yeah, do you
and
shave
I
it
still
yourself?
No.
It just fall out.
Look, let's be honest.
All right.
No one chooses to shave their hair.
Oh no! I meant, do you do it on your own, or do you go to a barbershop for that?
No, I do it on my own. It takes 5 minutes. You just. Mm-hmm.
Lather up,
shaving cream.
So you're saying you don't have a lot of hair? It's already started. It was starting.
Yeah,
to
it doesn't.
I got a question for you.
Fire away, sir.
Could you take a photograph of you with just the white foam all over your head, like Harpo Marx, and send it to me?
Like Harpo Marx?
Yes.
Well, kind of a black Harpo.
You know,
Marx.
Yes. Harpo Marx.
Whatever it takes to ingratiate you into the hood, whatever experiment that you're running over there.
Uh-huh.
You can use this picture.
We'd call it the Harfro.
You take this picture. You show it around town. Where you at? What up, fam?
Here's this is my son. Have you seen him?
This is my son.
He's out making groceries.
He's my tallest kid.
We're so proud of him.
No, I gotta ask Mark. I want to be fair here. This is going to be indelicate.
Lay it on me.
Is the hair hanging in there? What's going on up there?
I'm hanging in. I'm getting the male pattern baldness.
Not too bad.
Not bad. I got a couple of years, I think. But it sucks as I try to get some sympathy from my guy friends about it. You know, they all have full heads of hair. And one of my friends goes, hey, I know what you're going through. I'm going gray. It's like, well, changing colors and losing something is a big difference.
Yes, right? It is.
That'd be like if I said, yeah, I went to the beach the other day, shark attack, lost my leg. My friend's like, hey, I know what you're going through. Tan line.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Not to mention, a lot of ladies like the salt and pepper, so you're kind of just rubbing it in more.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Women like the ball look.
What's that?
Women like the ball look, but you got to commit to it.
You got to commit. You can't go half.
No.
You know,
sorry,
but it's
I'm not a fan. I'm going to
say it's very difficult for white guys to pull it off.
Yeah.
We've been trying to talk Tom into growing out the edges.
I'm
like
sorry,
Ben Franklin, but he won't do it.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I would look like a cancer victim if I had the bald head. I can't see how anybody
would take that the wrong way. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. It's not my look.
Well, it's either cancer or skinhead.
You know what I find? It's not about look. It's about how confident you are.
Exactly. Personality.
If you're a confident person, it makes up. Like, if you're confident and they go, oh, you know what? He's confident in the ball.
I'm confident. I am confident that Christy is lying. Christy, you do not like bald guys.
I do not like bald guys.
Well, so then how can you be defending him?
I do not like a bald head normally.
Well, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the pubic region.
But,
for example,
listen, she hasn't gotten rid of her pickle jacket, and you guys have been riding that for the last 20 minutes.
Guys.
She's still.
You're the one that brought the pickle thing up.
She's still rocking that. That's a confident woman.
That's right.
There you go.
Thank you. But I also think that you overlook some of those things when a guy is confident or he's a great personality or
he's Michael Jordan.
If Bozeman Mutual loses 5 games in a row, does that mean I'm not going to give him a 6th game?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident that we're going to win that 6th game.
Sure.
I see. Well, let's get back to Mark. Are you do you have any other vices? We've established the fact that drinking is pretty important to your life. How about gambling? Are you?
I never touch the stuff.
Okay, good.
I have the worst luck on the planet. I don't play any games. Blackjack, poker, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not against it.
No. Like I'm glad. Like I don't want coolers in my group.
Ah,
coolers in a mutual fund is death to the fund.
I don't know anything about sports. I got to be honest. My best friend, huge baseball fan. He just found out his favorite baseball player is on steroids.
Yeah.
Totally bummed out about it. And I was like, dude, what do you care? What's the difference? And he goes, well, how would you feel if your favorite porn star was on Viagra? Which I said, I think it's a little weird. You think my favorite porn stars are men? It's a little strange, right?
That is a little odd.
Isn't
that
creepy?
Thanks, pal.
What straight man is watching porn and going, get those girls out of the way. I can't see Peter.
Our bunch of comedians morning continues. Coming up later this hour, Mark Poulos and a new Tom. But next, comedian Sid Davis on the best of the Bob and Tom Show.
There's more. It's the best of the Bob and Tom Show.
This is the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Studio. It's a best of Bob and Tom this morning. This is Christopher speaking as the cast is out on vacation until next Monday. Christy Lee will be back as well. It's a bunch of comedians morning this morning. Let's do a segment here with comedian Sid Davis.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. A couple things. Let's see.
Let's put this on the back burner about the Redskins name. There's somebody on Twitter right now that's pissed me off, so maybe we should talk about that.
No, in a minute. I want to teach everybody something they can do right now. This is really fun. Do you do impressions, Sid?
A few.
Okay. Oh, you do? I didn't know.
I have to tell you who I'm doing.
Okay. A comedian, Sid Davis, is here because I was going to teach everybody a real quick impression.
Oh, okay.
This is really
easy. I don't do an impressions.
Well, you can't do this if you're driving. I'll give you that much of a hint. Okay, everybody, close their eyes.
Close
okay.
your eyes.
Close your eyes. Okay, right now. Close your eyes.
All right.
Okay, this is your impression of Christie's house right now.
Okay, here's what's been happening off the air.
That paid off.
Christie's had no electricity
for 12 hours.
Check local listing. We had storms move
yes,
through last
lightning
night.
Lightning took out a major substation.
Christie's
near my
not had any power at her house since last night at 7 o'clock.
7 Eastern. O'clock, yes.
My power went out about, I'm going to say, 10, 15, okay. Is that right?
When the storms moved through? That was the second round of storms.
Second round? Okay.
First storm hit about 7. Yeah. Lasted about 5
minutes. My power was out for 30 seconds.
Good for you. Good for you.
And then,
so what we're saying, Sid, is Sid, we had Sid sit in a different place than usual. You're right next to Christy, so if there's an odor issue, you can move
oh
over there.
God. Do yeah. I smell bad?
No.
Thank you.
Get a good whiff, Sid. It's not so pleasant.
No, I like it.
This is what's so funny to me about this whole situation. And, you know, it's no secret. I have two young girls. They're teenage girls now. Mm-hmm. And all they were concerned about were the fact that they couldn't charge their phones. Their
so
phones
what?
Are dead.
So
we would be concerned about that as well.
Like,
yeah.
You know what? It's okay. They'll charge again at some other time.
You might have your phone under your hand.
All my honeys be texting on that?
No.
Wow. Scott can't run ass without his phone.
I'm running tail in the morning.
That's almost an organ for me now.
It was quiet. It was dark. There were a lot of candles lit. It was
I don't
just
remember
beautiful.
What life was like before.
It was wonderful. Yeah.
I don't think it was.
I think my kids slept better than they've ever slept because they didn't have.
I remember one of the big deals in my life because, you know, I moved a lot.
Yes.
I still move a lot. But the big deal was when you got to the new house when the phone got connected. That was a huge deal.
Well, sure. Here's something I didn't realize
not
until
so
just
now.
A few moments ago because I told the girls, I will call you on the house phone and let you know the status of school because one of the schools is closed or on a delay and one of them's not.
You have a house phone?
Yeah, and my landline apparently is hooked to electricity because it wouldn't. The phone says it won't connect.
Do you have a plug-in telephone?
Yeah,
oh,
apparently.
Okay, well, SOL then.
What are the stats on that? How many people don't have home phones?
Don't know.
But
I have one, but I don't know the number.
But I have one upstairs that's not.
I believe that.
I have to have one as a backup on my alarm.
Okay, but here's my question.
I have
two phones that are upstairs that plug right into the wall. Why wouldn't they ring?
Got me. Maybe the power and the phone lines went down when they got hit by lightning or whatever. But the larger point here is, Sid, if there's an odor issue.
I am not stinking.
You can. You might want to nuzzle right up to that.
Yeah.
Are you still married, Sid?
Oh, yeah. I talked to my wife yesterday.
How's that going?
Listening to the... radio, this show here, she's talking about penises and jars, and she came in and said, what are you listening to? And I go, well, that's the show I'm going to be on tomorrow. So she's really happy about
well,
that.
Well, Sid, I think, first of all, in our defense, that's a legitimate news story. It's all over.
I don't know about a legitimate.
Yes, it is legitimate.
Sure.
We had an update today, as a matter of fact. Just because this happens in Croatia doesn't mean that we should look down on it.
What kind of update is there?
A Croatian man known as the penis collector has been arrested for allegedly abusing his position as a hospital nurse to amass a large collection of human penises taken from the bodies of dead patients.
No, see, because that wasn't in the story yesterday.
The unnamed...
They just arrested this guy with all these penises, and it wasn't clear how he'd obtained them.
Right.
The unnamed 52-year-old man who worked as a registered nurse at a city hospital in Slavonski Brod
You know what morning radio sounds like in Slavonsky Broad?
Hi,
good morning, Slavonsky Broad weather coming up.
I'm Slavonsky, he's Broad.
I'll be over at Slavonsky BMW later today.
He was arrested last week on charges of disturbing the deceased. In his apartment, police found a few glass jars full of penises preserved in formaldehyde.
A few of them, they say?
A few glass jars, quote unquote, full of penises.
But
so,
this could be legitimate. Maybe he's a scientist or something.
I doubt it.
On behalf of all employees of the hospital.
So I have a question.
You don't know.
How many, I've always wondered this. Mm-hmm. So technically he had a, let me get this right. He had a peck of pickled peckers. How many are in a peck? Is that
think,
a number?
No, I think six pecks are in a bushel.
Peter Piper had a peck of pipple. I can't do it. I'm a professional broadcaster.
Careful.
Sid, take over.
Peter Piper picked a peck
like
of pickled peckers.
That's a legitimate
peckers.
News story if you say you're a professional
Peter,
broadcaster.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peckers.
How many pickled peppers?
Peckers.
Peckers could
did Peter
Piper
pick?
I don't care as long as they're kosher.
The hospitals apologized to the families of the deceased.
Wait a second. You realize, Scott, you're sitting next to him, is of the Jewish faith. Hope you didn't offend him.
Oh, shalom to you, Sid.
I thought you meant by that you're Jewish, Sid.
I didn't hear what he said.
Everybody thinks I am. That's the impression I do. That's good.
Oh, I thought you said this. I thought you were part of the tribe, of course.
Hey, you look like a slender Alan Sherman. I assumed
no,
you were.
He looks like, what's his name?
Phil Silvers a little bit, yeah.
Well, he used means to sell that, insurance he means, in Jewish communities. They go, how was your bar mitzvah?
Of course.
Great.
Who'd you see at temple today? Sid Davis was there.
That's a Jewish name. You look Jewish. You're missing the boat on this, pal.
But when he says you look like Phil Silvers, he means in Phil's handsomer days.
Yeah.
That really isn't a compliment.
Silver's a good looking man. He was in
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, I heard, is that true or a bourbon legend about some other dude had a jar full of penises or something?
Yeah, no, it's a news story coming out of Croatia this week. According to the In Serbia website, this guy has jars full of human penises.
Hang on a second. Hey, Randy, don't worry about this weekend. Now, your family reunion already happened. I said it right this face.
Yeah, you did.
Four pecks in a bushel.
What's
a bushel in a peck. Isn't there a song that goes bushel in a peck?
I love you, a bushel in a peck.
So this guy had these penises in these jars.
Yes, Tom.
Maybe he was canning them for the winter. How does that
canning. Boy, that's a long
and
process.
A bushel is just short of 50 pounds.
Oof. Huh. How many pecks are in a bushel?
No, a peck's smaller than a bushel, right?
One U.S. peck.
Yeah.
Okay.
A quarter of a bushel.
Okay, yeah, isn't I'm it? Lost. I'm
four right. pecks in a bushel.
Maybe we should go metric on this.
You hate metric.
I know I hate metric, but when you're talking about jars of penises, I think we're going to have to go away. Chick's pointed out many times, metric has really taken over in the drug industry. The illegal drug industry.
And crime. Nine millimeter, the kilo. I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm, sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay. So one of this guy's got jars of penises.
Were they on display? Do we know if they were on display?
Well, someone had to have turned them in, obviously. He must have shown them to somebody. Unless there was someone over there.
According to In Serbia, which apparently must be the newspaper.
Good evening and welcome to In Serbia.
The suspect is a family man with no previous criminal record, and it's not clear what led police to the man and his morbid collection.
So maybe one of his kids.
You know what I
guess? Kids was looking for his baseball glove and found the peck of pickled peckers. And
what? Wife. It says wife.
You think?
Hell yeah.
What
the hell did I find in your sock drawer?
And why are these so
and
huge?
Why are they there?
How come yours is?
What movie is that Larry Miller is? I think he's a principal, and he is excited because he found condoms in his son's room, and then he goes, "I found condoms, and big ones." And he was very proud. The difference between raising a son and a daughter. I guess.
At least they were the Magnum. Yeah, there you go.
I think people... Well.
So, it is curious as to why this guy was doing that. I think it's probably to show his buddies.
No, it's not. Hey, chick, want to come over and look at my jar of penises?
See, that's weird. That's not... that's not good.
But they're drunk. They're in the middle of a poker game. He's like, you're not going to believe this.
He, you know, comes out with a big jar full of penises.
No, still, no.
No?
as much as we like to.
Jar of vaginas, then we're talking.
Oh, I don't even think that, Scott. What?
That's gross.
Well, then the penises isn't.
You know, that's true. If this story were vaginas, would we be sitting around talking about it?
Hell yes.
Oh.
No, it wouldn't be
I don't
fun.
Think so. I think it'd be, that's no, like, no. Keep a guy in a pit, hilarious. You keep a woman in a pit,
creepy.
It's troubling. Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy. I'm sorry we brought that up, Sid, but I just want to warn you.
Yeah, Sid, how are you today?
I what's wrong with collecting baseball cards? Maybe they have you know, all these conventions, you know, guys swap penises, you know.
No,
trade you a Mickey
Mantle. I'll bet there's a lot of penis swapping at conventions, but they just try to they don't tell their wife when they get home.
What's the most famous penis that we have? I mean, in
John Dillinger. Yeah,
yeah. John Dillinger. I mean, very, that
mean
we know has been
in
preserved.
A jar? Oh.
Yeah, that's in a jar somewhere, been preserved.
That's apparently an urban legend that John Dillinger's penis is preserved and it's owned by John Mellencamp. That's a urban legend.
I hadn't heard that.
I hadn't heard that.
I've never heard that.
I'd heard it was in a jar, but I didn't know John Mellencamp.
That's just part of the
urban
legend.
Don't bring Johnny Cooper into this.
I think you can make that.
What the heck is your problem?
Yeah.
I just saw John, the guy who works for Johnny Cooper, and he told me to tell everybody hi.
Hi.
The big, big John guy.
That's the famous legend that John Dillinger's male member is preserved, and I, again, ironically, in a ball jar.
Oh, Big Joe. That's right. Big Joe.
Okay, we have a lot of other things in the world of news, but before we get to that, comedian Sid Davis has joined us here in the studio. Sid, I'm kidding you. I know you've been married for quite some time. How long is that now?
31 years.
Wow.
Had my anniversary about a month. I took my wife out to one of these restaurants where they make the food there right in front of you.
I love that.
The Waffle House.
Oh.
I think I'm going to do that. Am I not going to do that? Didn't somebody ask me if I wanted to do that?
Go to Waffle House?
No, a celebrity.
Sure.
Oh, Benihana.
Is that us? Yeah.
Oh, like Benihana.
Yeah, a celebrity guy there. Yeah.
What do they call that thing?
You mean the hibachi chef?
Japanese steakhouse.
It's hibachi chef.
Yeah.
Where they have the table that's real hot.
No, it's not hibachi.
But it was a Waffle House.
It's
I haven't seen that.
That's
That'd be kind of cool.
Sure.
I went to a place once where you had to cook it yourself in Colorado.
I love that place.
Being single.
I didn't.
Right off the interstate and right between.
No, you gather it yourself and then you take it over and then they cook it for you.
No, this place. This place is somewhere between Vail and Denver and you go in and
you pick your meat, right?
And they have like this grill and you get up and walk over there and actually cook it, which seems to me to sort of take the whole point of going out to eat away. I'm sorry, this is an interesting conversation.
All right.
I have to go cook my steak.
I wasn't speaking to Christy for just a moment there and you probably didn't even notice it, but you're right. It is hibachi. I looked it up.
Okay.
I apologize.
So I'm sorry. So Sid, you took your wife to a hibachi place.
Well, we were out at one of those places once, and my daughter spilled a glass of milk, and the glass went all over the grill, and so everybody's foods was out there. They had to gather and start over again.
All right. Okay.
All right. So they come out. Maybe we should use a plastic. You know?
I love that. I love it when the guy takes the egg and heaves it up into his hat. And then he makes the little steam engine and the volcano. Never gets old for me.
The volcano out of the onions.
That's fantastic. And then he does his shtick.
But don't you want broken English there? I mean,
this is the whole racial thing where you want the guy to be Asian.
Yeah,
you don't want him to be of any other heritage.
Right.
That's not really fair. But
my favorite sushi place. This guy is, he was in some movie as a Asian villain. He's just the coolest guy ever. Yeah.
He was Dr.
Hello.
No.
Hi, how are you? Oh, it's very
hello.
Good.
Very cool. Welcome.
I think it adds to the experience.
Dr. No's sushi.
Yeah.
By the way, in the Hollywood tradition, Dr. No was not Asian, just in case you were wondering.
Hmm. No, it was
Joseph Wiseman portrayed Dr. No.
Yeah, Sid, Scott, one of your people.
Played an Asian,
yeah.
Much the way Marlon Brando once played an Asian in Hollywood's fabulous world of casting.
And yeah, that's
Mickey Rooney. How has that movie not been pulled out of circulation?
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, was it? No?
Slightly.
Was he Asian in
no,
that?
It's...
Yeah, he was.
No, Tea House.
Tea House of the August. Was it Tea House of the August?
It was Mr. Miyagi
slightly
or
racist.
Whatever his name was. He
did John Wayne play an Asian once?
Yep.
Yes. Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sure did.
That was really convincing.
With a name like Genghis Khan. Never mind. We have Sid Davis sitting here with us. Now, Sid, I understand that... Now, you used to be on television. Is that correct?
Yeah, I kind of had a I blew my TV thing. I was on a panel at a, on a TV show in Charlotte, and they had this food guy there, food critic, and he was talking about this food from El Salvador called pupusa.
Uh-huh.
Well, they said, Sid, do you like pupusa? And I said, I only get it on my birthday. This isn't funny. This is a career-ending moment for me.
Why I'm glad. So they got mad?
I'm glad you find... It, right away, I knew I'd made a mistake. You know?
I am in the presence of greatness.
When the direct, you know, you could tell how the floor people and the director, you can hear the guy with the headphones on. You could hear noises. The director coming out of his headphones, and then you know, we'll be right back.
So. Was there another guy in the panel who said, "I don't eat pupusa"?
You know, and speaking of uncomfortable subjects along that line, I did not believe you about a certain sector of our community that wear Bluetooth. There's a larger percentage, and I believe this, and it's not a negative or anything. I have noticed more often African-American gentlemen wearing Bluetooth more than any other part of our
population.
Almost
never see them anymore.
I just saw one.
I saw one last night, and it was up to, continuing the stereotype. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you don't see the Bluetooth the way you used to. I just love that, though, the notion that no matter where you are, the guy's got the Bluetooth on. Like, I'm just waiting for a call from Barack Obama. He needs my advice on this.
Yeah, it was a hey, look at me thing.
Israel thing.
I know they have a turntable you can play vinyl records on, right? And they have a USB connector that you can put it to your computer, right?
Yes, I have one of those.
Do they have one that the turntable is Bluetooth capable? Like it can send...
Oh, probably.
You know, like you can play your iPhone through a speaker or whatever.
Wirelessly
with a Bluetooth.
Why are you trying? You want to carry around a turntable?
There you have some.
Not have the annoyance of the cord between your
crank
elbow.
Starts your Lexus.
You're back on the list.
Guest comedian day continues. Coming up next, more with comedian Mark Poulos and a new Tom? Question mark? Sounds impossible. We'll check in next.
More from Bob and Tom is on the way. Stay tuned. This is the best of the Bob and Tom Show. Bob and Tom. From the Napa studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. You can find us on Twitter at Bob and Tom, or you can email us at bobandtom@bobandtom.com.
We're back on the best of the Bob and Tom Show on a Tuesday from the Napa Auto Parts Studio. This is Christopher speaking here. In hour three, we've had a bunch of comedians in, and this segment is no exception. More with comedian Mark Poulos. We had him on last hour. Do another segment with him at a new Tom? Question mark?
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello, thanks very much for joining us. Christy Lee at the news desk. Bob is back.
Hello.
At Master Control. That's Chick McGee across the way at the sports desk and in the interview loft. New to the show. He is comedian Mark Poulos. Mark, met you in the hallway. You're gigantic. What are you like?
How tall are you?
How tall
are you?
Gigantic. 6'7", 340. So, technically a giant.
I mean, you're a big guy. I mean,
that's right.
We had a guy in here last week.
That was the opposite of you.
He was like a
He was my mini me?
Yes.
He
could
was
have
like,
been your mini.
As right Tom, my pocket. Tom so poetically put it, he was like a toy man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A toy man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Very small guy. But you're a very big guy. I mean, like you look like
yes.
You could be like an NFL player. You're like a big guy.
Well, sadly, I have never played any sports at all.
Really?
So every Sunday, my dad cries.
Because
mm-hmm. He's like, you're wasting all of the millions.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get in the game. And I'm scared of silly things, too. I'm scared of spiders and ghosts
mm-hmm.
and clowns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are afraid of clowns.
I'm afraid of clowns. Right.
And I don't know how to fight either.
You can take
which
a clown,
is ridiculous.
You're big enough to take
yeah.
a clown.
I've never been in a fight. I have no idea how
Maybe
to fight.
Maybe you should go punch a clown.
What do you want to
wait?
You want to start something? Is that what you're trying to say?
Chick.
Uh-huh.
You're the gentle giant.
I am a gentle giant. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I go through it in my head a lot. I'm in a lot of rough places. I'm like, if this guy comes at me, I'm going to probably hug him.
You know, you know what? That would throw him off.
Yeah, just pull him in close and be like, you smell nice.
It would creep him out, yeah.
And then the fight would be over.
Yeah, would assume. Probably.
You're a weird, creepy man.
You know? I think a big, giant hug would really stop a fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, do you need a hug, chick?
I do need a hug.
Probably does.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
I do not.
Last name, Poulos.
Poulos,
Greek,
yep.
Greek, I'm assuming.
Greek. My father's side, the whole family's Greek. Grandparents were from Sparta.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So technically,
Sparta!
That's right. So I have Sparta blood.
Nice.
The biggest wimp in Sparta. That's who I am.
Wow.
I would have been tossed off a cliff when I was four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get him out of here.
You need to watch that movie, Tom. 300. That's a good
That's
movie.
A great movie.
That's a
Is
good
that
movie
Russell Crowe?
No, it's not.
Gerard Butler.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that's a great movie.
Bare-ass naked.
Was he Irish trying
He's
to
bare-ass
be
bare-ass naked?
Greek?
I think he is Irish, yeah. But he was good. He's good looking in that.
Great Irish-Greek accent.
Makeup and a lot of brown tint.
Yeah, it's this close to being a cartoon.
Yeah, it really is.
It's close.
Nothing says let's be a man like getting a spray tan.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have Christy Lee in her normal chair, but things are a little bit different. Christy has announced that she does officially have a boyfriend.
Oh, that was official while I was gone, huh?
Yeah, and
all kinds of things.
Well, Christy, you're acting like we brought this up. You mentioned
I think he did bring it up.
Didn't you bring it up?
That's okay. Whatever.
Well, you do have a boy.
You're really upset about it because his name is the same as yours and you don't like
that. There are two things that happen.
I think he's jealous.
When Tom does this.
Right.
He'll look at you and go, oh, didn't you bring this up?
Yeah.
And, hey, that was a joke. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So why do you bring up this guy again? I mean, I think you're a bit obsessed.
Because during the breaks, Christy will talk to our guests. Now, for example, we're going to be taking a break in a few minutes, and Mark is going to have to
listen.
I will walk out of the room.
Mark is going to be entertained by Christy. No, Christy's an interesting person. She has an interesting life, and she'll talk to Mark about
other
things.
Other than she's got a couple of problems with a weatherman, but other than that.
She might be saying... So she'll be saying things like, well, then Tom and I went to see this movie, and then she'll have to distinguish for Mark. She'll have to go, oh, no, not that
not Tom.
That Tom. My Tom, which is her new boyfriend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now we're trying to get
the
a name.
One now?
I'm
the
sorry, what?
I think His Holiness was
What did you say?
The
great
Holiness?
That's
great
been taken. His Holiness.
What the hell's your problem? We're going to have
You're not
a
helping at all, Mark.
Let's
great
wrestle.
Great one.
His Holiness, I thought, would be kind of appropriate.
No, because that's what you call the Pope, and I'm Catholic, and I cannot do that.
You know what I think we should call you? El Douche.
Well, now, see, that's actually close.
Tommy Douche!
We actually have a suggestion. This is Dear Bob and Tom, how obvious that Christy should refer to Tom as El Conquistador.
Oh, well, my mistake.
See, that might...
El
Here is, I think we
that's
actually...
That's already taken. El Douche has not been.
Isn't that Mussolini?
No.
Oh,
he was El Douchebag.
A gentleman named Tim has actually nailed this. This is actually the way to go, I think. I'm going to give Tim's last name in the interest of keeping his
legality.
Keep his job.
He suggests that you would be referred to as Day Tom, and the other Tom would be Night Tom.
Kind of like a NyQuil and DayQuil, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There we go. That's
double dose of Tom.
Day Tom and Night Tom. Mm.
Well,
are you going to wait?
Doesn't it make you feel creepy when you moan Tom? Doesn't that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Now, that's in my head.
I don't want to say, but you brought it up, and that was only a joke.
And it gets awkward.
Boy, yeah, boy.
That sews it up.
It's been awkward for some time.
See, Christy, here's the thing.
Oh, Tom!
We both have, have kind of checkered.
Past.
Interesting past.
Yes.
And present.
And I'm kind of embarrassed by it. Yeah.
And I'm keeping my mouth shut. You are keeping talking, so you go right ahead.
But I think it's you're allowed to say his name. You're not putting a last name with it, so people don't know who he is necessarily. So
right.
He has a degree of anonymity. Has he called you yet today?
Not yet.
What is his last name? What does it rhyme with?
I'm
not gonna say it. Come on, it's just a joke. Come on.
You brought it up.
Janssen.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure his mom.
Let's get.
Name
let's.
Too.
I'm Christy, sure she's
very happy.
We can make this much more comfortable for you by changing the topic.
Okay.
With us in the studio.
What's his name?
6'7".
Oh. Uh-huh.
Oh, here's a suggestion.
No, your boyfriend is not 6'7". Our guest is 6'7".
No, my boyfriend is the opposite of that.
Tom, let her talk. Let her talk.
He's another toy man?
How tall? I've never met Toy Tom.
Toy Tom.
Boy Toy Tom.
Boy Toy Tom.
We've had a caller suggest that you be evil Tom and my boyfriend be good Tom.
That's okay with me? Mm-hmm. It's okay with me.
Does your Tom throw to brakes in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Christy, I'll touch you here right after this.
It's been great so far this morning, but hour four is coming on our guest comedians Tuesday, Harland Williams, also Dan Cummins, Chad Daniels, and The Nipple Story. It's all coming up next on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
More is on the way. Stay tuned. This is the Best of the Bob and Tom Show. From the Napa Studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. The new B&T t-shirt. Cool, comfortable, and oh so fashionable. It's the new Bob and Tom t-shirt. See it and buy it now at bobandtomstore.com.
Took a shower this morning. There was hot water left.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
There was a brand new bar of soap in there, not just a little chiclet.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
My kid got suspended, not arrested.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
Ran out of toilet paper, but there's plenty of coffee filters.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
My rent is late, but my wife isn't.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
My wife's a schizophrenic. I finally had a threesome.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
Went to the supermarket. The person in front of me had American money.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
I was in the frozen food aisle. There was a woman in there with no bra.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
Had to call a plumber. His shirt was all tucked in the back.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
Saw an athlete talking on television. I understood him.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
My car was stolen. Haha, has no brakes.
I think it's gonna be a great day.
My wife's not talking to me. I think it's gonna be a great day.
Hour four on this Tuesday, the Best of the Bob and Tom Show. Christopher here in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. Great to be here. Let's do our final hour of Guest Comedians Day today. Comedian Chad Daniels and The Nipple Story.
Hello, once again. Thanks very much for joining us. We're hanging out with comedian Chad Daniels. Are you a Twitterer?
I am. Yeah. Chad Daniels, 34.
34.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right.
There are 33 of them.
Herschel Walker's number.
The Walker.
The Walker number. 34.
Okay, let's same thing to Chester Cheat. Oh, I was supposed to bring that up, was I?
I didn't bring it up, but since they brought it up.
The door has been opened.
Well, I think it's interesting. Tattoos always fascinate me. There are some great tattoos out there.
Is it becoming famous, the tattoo? People want to see it?
People do ask me at shows.
I think you should put it on a T-shirt. Now, explain, you were...
Well, there's some copyright laws, I'm guessing, that would be broken.
They would be if it were a more accurate drawing.
I see, okay.
I think...
Ouch, Ben.
You can actually tell what it's trying.
Let me apologize for my partner.
I don't think that it really violates the copyright of the NFL, the Cheetos people.
Be the Eagles, the NFL, or the Memphis Showboats of USFL.
It could be a lacrosse team.
Right,
just explain what we're talking about here. You have a tattoo on which arm?
My left shoulder is a Chester Cheetah with a Herschel Walker jersey when he played for the Eagles.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How long was that period of his career?
A season and a half, I think, or something.
Say a couple of years.
And why were you enamored of Herschel Walker as an Eagle?
I wasn't. I actually was a fan of the Eagles, and when he went there, it just was kind of a... kind of a dream.
It happened to be
true.
The year you got your tattoo.
I'm 18. Let's ruin this body.
I mean, sure, even a collector probably couldn't produce a football card that had Herschel Walker as an Eagle, and you have it on your arm.
I have that.
Oh, you have that card?
I do, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Do you carry it with you?
No.
No.
That's why you have the tattoo.
Something that valuable you don't take out of the house.
This is my picture of my kids and John Gotti and Herschel Walker as an Eagle.
It's all my heroes right here.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, you weren't intoxicated when you had this tattoo.
No, I think it was a rebellion, you know? I mean, I come from a broken home, so I feel like tattoos was the big thing.
Is that right?
My mother, growing up, would always threaten my dad with divorce.
Oh.
And as a kid, you hear that, and you're just like, that is the worst thing ever. And I'm married now, and that is not that bad. I want a divorce. All right.
Alrighty.
I will say it would kill me if my wife left, but there would be some good dates. Like, how about the day that I go canoeing with someone and they help me paddle? How about that day? That'd probably be a good day, right?
That'd be a great day, I would imagine.
I live on a river.
It's a little thing. Yeah. Sounds like a dream come true.
Uh-huh.
You'd be surprised. I live on a river,
uh-huh.
And she said, let's get a canoe.
All right.
Let's go upstream and let's float down.
Oh,
well, the apostrophe right. S in let's is for us.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think she knows that. Because I paddle, and she's like, what are you doing back there? I'm paddling. What are you doing up there? I'm taking a picture. Well, we're not going anywhere. Why don't you draw it? It's like a canoe treadmill. And when you're in the back, you steer. So three big paddles for me puts us right into the riverbank.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And I'm screaming. I'm like, I need some help. She goes, well, the strong person's supposed to be in front, but then I can't see you not paddling. And my children are on board, and my son's looking over the edges, you know, because he's an explorer. What's on this side? What's on this side? What's on this side? So the canoe's tipping back and forth.
Right.
My six-year-old daughter's like, we're all going to die. I'm like, yep, if you keep it up.
Uh-huh. Yep.
My kid's like, why are you taking away our life jackets? Because you're not listening. Uh-huh. If the only consequence you recognize is an undertow, then so be it.
Chad Daniels is our guest.
Oh, my.
Canoeist, lives on the river.
Big time. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the river you live on?
Pelican River.
The Pelican River?
Yeah.
Pelicans in Minnesota?
Uh-huh.
The state bird. Isn't this the state bird? I think it's the state bird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The loon is the state bird.
The loon?
Yeah.
The loon.
That's even better.
The lady slipper, the state flower. And the honey crisp, the state apple.
How nice.
My favorite apple.
It's the greatest apple of all time.
That's nice. Glad you know that. Now, is the river freezing up?
It is in parts.
Does it ever freeze up enough to walk across?
No. Deer walk across, but no one in my family is allowed to walk across because you always get that hot spot. Somebody goes through and then,
bam.
Good
next
luck.
You know, they're paddling finally.
Yeah. Right. I like to joke about it.
Their arms are flailing.
I bet you're paddling now, aren't
you? Oh,
you
can do it. See?
Now we're talking arm motion.
Let me go get the camcorder.
Oh, I love canoe. Do you have an aluminum canoe or a fiberglass canoe or a
fiberglass?
Oh, okay. Those are really heavy.
Yeah, they sure are.
They're really heavy, though.
And I live up a riverbank and decided, hey, let's go ahead, let it rain, then let it freeze. Let's get some water in there frozen.
Then we'll lift it.
And then
we'll
try to bring it up the riverbank. So I have a tow rope, and I'm heaving and falling. It was pretty good. My kids are like, what are those words, Dad? You can't say those. You can hear them. You just can't say them.
Sure.
It's a current topic I'm dealing with.
Oh, yeah. I stumbled on that yesterday for you.
What?
If you've ever taught your young daughter,
I don't
some
teach
new
my
words.
Little girl to those words. She just hears them somehow.
Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Yeah, I don't know what happens with little girls, but I was jumping on the trampoline with my daughter one day, and she goes, "Ow, my shoulder! I mean my boob! I mean my nipple!" And I was like,
"Hey! Which one?
Did we just go from a misdemeanor to a felony in 11 words? Can you shut up? We have neighbors."
Well, good point. Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Chad's a family man.
That's right,
and not to belabor this, do you have any other tattoos or just the one?
I have two more.
Yeah,
remember? I have on my right arm. I have Spider-Man jumping out of my initials.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, no. That's right.
Pretty classy.
Yeah, I'll kiss your ass if that ain't awesome.
Uh-huh. Pretty classy.
How old were you when you got that one?
Same age.
18.
Yeah, I just as soon as the skin healed on one, I was right back in the chair.
Yeah.
See, this is how why you could make an argument that maybe 18-year-olds shouldn't vote.
I would totally agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Based on that kind of decision-making.
Right.
What's the third one? I'm sorry.
What's his name? Tasmanian Devil. Very original. Not a lot of people have it.
Is he standing or spinning?
He's just standing.
Okay.
But he's standing, which is pretty weird, right above a big mole on my back. So it looks really? Like he's got some bowel issues.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah.
No, for real. That's.
Oh, boy.
Did you plan it that way?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Just keeps.
Just happen.
Just yeah. keeps happening. Stuff like that keeps
my
happening.
My mole keeps growing.
Mm-hmm. Might want to get that looked at. Wow. Well, that's fascinating.
Thank a lot of info. Chat. Yeah. A lot of info.
I'm learning a lot.
You have a real big thing for cartoon characters, don't you?
Yeah.
I would think you would have gone for maybe Bullwinkle because of you live in Fergus Falls. It's, and, of course, Frostbite. Bullwinkle
Frostbite.
And
Frostbite,
Frostbite Falls. Yeah. Yeah. One of the, probably the greatest cartoon ever. I mean.
I was thinking about getting a tattoo of Jessica Rabbit, but I'd never leave my house, probably. Just right on my forearm.
Yeah.
Hey,
you,
lady.
Come on.
See, well, let's squirm back to the news desk for a second. What else have you got, Christy?
Well, we had this story yesterday that we didn't get to, and since you brought up the word nipple, a 44-year-old woman who allegedly ripped off her daughter-in-law's nipple during a drunken argument could be facing criminal charges.
Slow down here. Wait
How
a
does
minute.
That happen?
Hold on. I'm missing something. Whose nipple?
Her daughter-in-law's.
Yikes.
Ripped it off.
This happened Were early Sunday morning.
Ripped it or bit it off?
Ripped. This happened in Las Cruces, New Mexico. The victim told officers she, her husband, and his mother, and one of her husband's friends, had spent Saturday night...
drinking!
Thank you, Bob. Mm-hmm. At an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
According to the police report, sometime after 3 a.m., the victim's husband started arguing with his mom.
Christy, what does your grandmother say?
Nothing good ever happens after midnight.
There you go.
And because it was becoming very intense...
Be sure to catch Chad's show tonight at 12:30.
Yeah. The victim...
Wow.
Nothing good
wow.
ever happens.
After that great hunk about canoeing, you get
yeah.
that.
No, I'm kidding. I love you, Chad.
Because it was becoming very intense, the victim went to stand in between the two to separate them.
Hey, settle down.
When the daughter-in-law began arguing with her 44-year-old mother-in-law, the older woman allegedly grabbed the right breast... and began to squeeze and pull on her nipple.
That's known as a twister.
Yes. A twister, yeah.
The victim yelled to stop, but her mother-in-law allegedly continued to pull until the younger woman began punching. The victim told police she threw her mother-in-law into the yard, but the older woman kicked in the back door and had to be physically removed again.
Okay.
That's when she looked down and saw that there was blood on her shirt. Okay, now this is where this gets
So in other words, when she threw out of the front yard, she never let go.
When she untucked her tank top, her nipple
fell
on
the floor.
Wait
a second. Hang on. Slow down. Is anyone surprised by the tank top?
No.
Anyone?
And the fact that she had to untuck it.
I'm sorry. Back to the story.
When she untucked it.
Her nipple fell on the floor. She put it in a bag, and after several hours, decided she should probably go to the emergency room.
After several hours?
What? No one got hit with a hubcap?
What is, she come out with a big old... Well, the patch problem... of toilet paper right there, much like a when you nick yourself shaving.
The problem with a nipple is you have to put it on ice, and then it doesn't fit when you get to the emergency room.
I know. That's true. Come on.
Doctors did try to reattach the nipple. I do not have an update on that. By the way, the victim told police she did not want to press charges, but the district attorney's office could charge the mother-in-law with felony aggravated battery against a household member after the investigation is complete. Ouch.
Now, if that does happen, you're supposed to put, you're right, you put it in a bag of ice right away and get right to the hospital if any kind of a digit is cut off.
As you know, Chad pointed out, if it gets cold, it never.
I'm sure the doctors can figure out a way. Yeah, boy, that is awful.
And then you got to keep spinning it around till you get where it matches.
Right.
You know? Yeah, sure. Right. It's like putting the pumpkin, like when you carve a pumpkin, get nothing to fit back in, you got
to
move it. Good point, Bob.
Same thing.
I'd like to have the woman who allegedly ripped the nipple off. She'd be handy to have around the house. Open. You get those jars you can't open?
Sure. Grandma Vice Grip, you bet.
Hey, Grandma. Grandma, can you open this Elmer's glue?
We're not done on this Tuesday. Comedian Harlan Williams is coming up before we're done, but next, a segment with comedian Dan Cummins. Next on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
Hang on. You won't want to miss what's coming up next. This is the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, blood on the socks, blood on the shoes, blood on the gloves, blood on the Bronco, blood on the vestibule, blood in the bedroom, blood in the bathroom. Totally a coincidence. It's totally a coincidence. It's totally a coincidence that OJ didn't do it.
That was very nice.
Thank you. I love the short ones.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
We're back. It's the Best of the Bob and Tom Show for a Tuesday. This is Christopher in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. A couple more segments to go. This one with comedian Dan Cummins.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. Christy's survey about sleeping nude.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, 41% of men sleep surveyed. Nude, according to this survey.
I think that's probably between certain ages, I'm guessing.
Probably.
Well, I'm sure they skewed many ages in the survey.
Don't you think that as men get older, they start to wear pajamas? And I don't wear pajamas.
The older I get, the fewer clothes I wear. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about daytime.
I think there's a curve there.
That's right.
I'm talking about, you know, and in about 5 years, I'm going to go to the mailbox completely naked.
There you go.
I'll wear a hat.
Sure. Got to wear the hat.
Hey, there's Bob.
Mm-hmm. I got a bone to pick.
Uh-oh. What?
People who live on busy streets,
yeah,
that insist on sorting their mail, standing in front of their mailbox.
Yeah, that is very dangerous.
You're going to get taken out.
It's very dangerous.
You can't do that.
It's their mailbox.
Get your mail and get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy
dodging the
almost
the traffic.
Got out the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There was some kid on a bicycle on the side of the street, and the cars are kind of,
jeez.
Hey, Grandpa, grab the mail. Now go back to your door. Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just one thing bugging me. Let's move on before. But my point, I think as men get older, who is this? Does it give the ages of the men's
No, it just says men's health. And men's health is usually
I think as men age,
20, 30
year olds. Yeah.
You know what? I'm planning on sleeping naked for the rest of my life. So I don't plan
And
on...
I'm saying that as certain emissions become a little bit more prevalent, you're going to bail on that plan.
Okay. Well, you know,
I don't think that those emissions are prevalent for everyone.
As they age, I think they are.
Really?
Maybe we should.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You should start Kegeling, Tom.
No, I don't. I'm not having that problem.
No, I know. Huh? But as you get older, you will.
Yeah, you don't know. You just said it's going to happen.
You know it's going to happen. God's going to turn around on you, and you're going to just blow. You are going to evacuate everything in your body.
You are
going to
wake up one morning
bed.
With a prolapsed sphincter. You wait and see. You're going to almost turn inside out.
I'm going pro. Dear Bob and Tom, I love the idea of Chick giving away his shoes to charity. It's a good idea.
It is very nice.
And we've decided we think we're going to maybe give some away, mostly sell them for charity, which I think is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
With a picture of Chick holding them, auction them, it'll be great. I also think it's time for Christy to put up or shut up. Does she have anything you think you could get cash for charity? What a great idea.
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, I think we can come up with something.
I don't think so.
Give you more in panties.
Oh, yeah.
You know, panties you've worn on
the
show.
We could give you a pair of panties today, and then you could auction them off.
I am wearing panties
while you're
today, thank you.
Well, then what I think you should do is take them off, autograph them. We'll take your picture with them, and we'll sell them. And the picture.
They're not good looking.
No one cares. It's an odor thing.
We can make a fortune in Japan.
Oh, my God.
He really is. What crawled up your ass this week?
I didn't get
what?
I did not get any
what
sleep
last night. What is
going on?
I'm sorry. I'm very sleepy.
You know,
I'm tired.
I tweeted not that long ago, is it me or is Tom weird today, even for Tom? And
you know what? If you're really that tired, and here's and I'm speaking for the whole crew here, you can go home today.
Yeah,
it's okay. We can handle.
What did your followers say about Tom being weird?
This is just Joe
random
Average.
Tweets.
Joe this Average.
Joe, I'm sorry, yes. Josephine Average. It's not just you. He seems to be getting more and more disconnected with reality with each passing day. That is an actual
response. Okay.
That. Is Mr. and Mrs. North America.
Uh-huh, see, yeah. People actually...
I prefer my own reality.
Well, that's... You know, your reality is completely different than others.
You know, we wouldn't mind it if you would prefer that, but it's you forcing it on others that has really kind of got
us... No,
but
see, small things drive you insane.
That's not true.
I come in here...
You drive me insane.
I bring my own iced tea in here every day, and it bothers you.
Yeah, and I came in after the break, and you had it over there like you're going camping. You had it up on the counter.
You know what's next, don't you?
A bedroll.
A bedroll.
Yep.
Put a tent right here and start sleeping during the breaks.
Oh, yeah. Don't bother him.
Camp stove.
It's easier for me to make the... I can make the tea that I like.
Tom
I can bring it in here.
Coleman Lent.
It's easier for him to do what he's doing.
That's fine. Whatever makes life easier for you,
I've been drinking tea in the air for, I don't know, 25 years.
No, you've
I don't know why it bothers
forth.
You, no.
Because...
We have people that make tea for you every day, right?
But they're germ carriers, and they have all kinds of problems. They're gone all the time with various illnesses. I'm trying to stay healthy.
You know, I'm waiting for the day that there's this big archway in the middle of the hallway that we have to pass through that sprays us before we can come
into
the studio.
Like in the Dustin Hoffman movie Outbreak?
Yeah, exactly.
We're in level 4. We have to go through and get the spray antibacterial soap.
Yep.
Dear Bob and Tom,
yes.
How about taking chicks' shoes, donating them to some of the dogs that have to listen to that stupid dog CD an hour a day? They could use the shoes to beat the hell out of the CD player. Thank you, Jeff. Nice. That's an excellent idea. Now, comedian Dan Cummins is here with us. Dan,
yes.
Recently featured on Comedy Central, tremendous stand-up comedian. He's here in the studio with us. You okay?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Super.
Something happened during
You're
the break.
You're just wearing on me, brother. That's all there is to it.
One more day.
And then we
vacation.
One more day. Can you make it?
I can make it.
All right.
You got any cool plans you want to share with us?
Yeah. What are you doing on vacation?
I don't know yet.
Are you going to do a lot of tweeting on vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of tweeting.
No, I'm not
laying around
in the nicest way. I'm not implying that you're not.
I
doing
mean
something.
That in the nicest way, like you always do. Yeah, uh-huh. That's right.
Mm-hmm. You look I'm like you've sure been on you vacation. Do. Look nice and tan.
See, he has. Thank he you. Chick just took
he
a
took
little
a houseboat trip.
No, little houseboat trip.
Little boat trip.
He tans well. He
I tan up real quick. Yeah.
He really browns up. Brown as a berry, as my mom used to say.
Well, on my way to another race. That's right.
Well, just like Michael Jackson, huh? Going opposite.
We were thinking more of Barry White, if you're going to go brown as a berry.
Oh, baby.
Or Marion Barry.
Yeah.
Is there stalking in your future?
Hey, you know, they dropped those charges.
Yeah, they dropped the charges.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's nice to know. Uh-huh. Okay, good. Let's get away from that topic.
Free at last.
We have a gift.
Something Marion's not.
We have a gift for Bob.
What? You have a gift for me? Can we say hi to Dan? I'm seeing Dan.
Oh, hey, Dan.
Hey.
We have a gift for Bob.
Wow.
Dan Cummins is here with us. Well, before we get to Dan, just real quick.
All right.
Dan, you'll notice behind Bob.
I thought I was kidding.
Behind Bob, we have some giant stuff. There's a giant tennis ball.
Oh, yes.
Huge Scrabble letters.
See my new hammer? Got a hammer.
Hold your hammer up, Bob. Because
I don't think I can.
That's today's gift.
Paul Bunyan hammer there.
We have a gigantic nail.
Oh
yeah?
There you go.
Perfect for your...
I asked for one yesterday.
This nail is almost a foot long.
You can start a serious project with that nail.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or finish a railroad.
Yes. The golden spike. So thank you to Spencer.
That's very nice.
From Oregon, I guess, who sent us this. For the gigantic hammer.
Excellent.
Over there.
I'm thrilled.
We're collecting gigantic stuff for no special reason. Now, comedian Dan Cummins is here with us. Dan from the Great Northwest.
Yeah.
You're from?
From Idaho and then live in Spokane right now.
Spokane, but now originally
beautiful
you're from
Spokane.
You're
morning,
Spokane.
Originally, I was born in Riggins, Idaho.
The
great city of Riggins.
Named after John Riggins, right?
Yeah.
The postmaster. Mm-hmm. You guys, it really was named after John Riggins. You guys remember that?
Oh. You had to drive a long distance to get to McDonald's or something, is that?
You know, 410 people in an hour from a stoplight.
There.
Mm. That's small. Yeah. I have no tolerance like for people who complain about their little towns, like these suburb towns. Like, oh, really? It's kind of small, kind of quiet. You got a stoplight? Oh, a whole bunch? Shut your pie hole, city slicker. You have no idea. Slow is growing up pretending to play on the only paved road in town when really you are hoping to get kidnapped.
Wow.
Yes, mm-hmm. I would like some candy.
Mm-hmm.
Shotgun.
Shotgun! Let's go to the city!
Riggins. Yeah. No,
I think it sounds beautiful.
What was it? Was scenic. Mountain-y? Or?
A very, it used to be a logging town. It used to have a sawmill there. And then it kind of, when the sawmill burnt down,
uh-oh.
I think in 81. Yeah,
that's
a long
bad.
Time. Yeah, yeah. Bad when it's the only industry in town. Mm-hmm. And now it's whitewater rafting.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, whitewater rafting, a lot of hunting. Yeah. A lot of guns. Mm-hmm. Big on the guns. My dad lives there. He's perfect. He should change his name actually to Second Amendment. This guy sleeps with a loaded handgun under his pillow.
Really?
I'm like, you're not that important.
Wow.
No one's trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Growing up, this is a true story.
They have to find Riggins first.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, find Riggins. It's ridiculous. This is a true story.
Wouldn't he know the guy? That
give the name of the show.
Yeah. I thought he was here.
They're not going to find it. Go ahead and give the name.
That's just the beginning of the insanity. This is a people think I'm joking. This is a true story. Growing up, he had a loaded handgun in every different room of the house.
Wow.
So either he didn't see those commercials about your kids finding your guns and having an accident, or did and wanted to cut down on his bills.
Wow.
Not a subtle. But no, his and like when I graduated, I asked him, I'm like, why? You know, is that just in case? I'm like, just in case what? He's like, just in case somebody breaks in. I'm like, Dad, you live 12 miles outside of a town of 400 people. where there hasn't been a burglary since 19-never.
19-never.
Yeah, uh-huh. No one is breaking in. And now if they do and they're not armed, they're going to find a gun by the time he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I think that's what he wants, a showdown. You know? But put down that TV, you know, grab that 45 off the Nintendo. I want to make this legal. I've been waiting 17 years for you.
Does your dad live alone?
Well, actually, he does now. Like he's
well, since mom found the gun. And,
yeah, my parents split up. Yeah.
Good question, Tom. Well, my dad shot my mom. Yeah. And,
she was rearranging the TV, and he thought she was stealing.
I apologize. No, but he lives. I mean, if he lives 10 miles from, I mean, that is truly right. The middle of nowhere.
Oh yeah, and now actually he works all over. Now he's in Kodiak, Alaska, for a few months on some job. He does construction and stuff. So he's
okay.
He's an outdoor guy. He's a lunatic.
I guess.
But now you are. You're on the road a lot, but you live full time in Spokane
for now. Yeah, yeah. A couple more months, and then I'm off.
You're moving.
Then where?
Yeah, moving down to LA.
LA.
Okay.
LA.
LA. LA.
What happened with your personal situation?
Are we talking about that?
Are we gonna? Is that something we're?
My wife and I. We still. I guess yeah. Technically, wife. Live together, but we separated and mm-hmm. are getting a divorce. But,
Woo! Great
question,
Tom.
Great question. Hey. No, it's
why didn't you shoot her?
You know, actually, it's one of those things.
What size are her feet?
She wears size 12?
If she wears a 12 men's shoe, we have got a nice little treat for your little lady.
You know, yeah. Really, though, it's like one of those things. I mean, we just kind of, I guess like a lot of people realize you have nothing, not a lot in common.
Men
we really kind of broke it down.
Men and women don't have anything in common, really.
What now?
Men and women basically don't have anything
in
common.
And us for so many things, like our careers, even down to eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah, even down to like I'm a big steak guy. I love nice steak. Mm-hmm. She's a vegetarian. Oh. Not only a vegetarian, but like a real vegetarian. It's like a million little things like this.
Oh, boy.
And I say real vegetarian with her because I'm amazed how many people think they're vegetarians and are wrong.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a very simple club.
Uh-huh.
But I hear people like, oh, I'm a vegetarian too. I ate a little bit of chicken.
No.
Oh, then you're not a vegetarian. You're what's known as a liar.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Yeah, enjoy your chicken in hell.
Uh-huh.
But like... I just don't get it. Like, how could you have steak and then just never have it again?
I don't know.
My daughter said that last night. I fixed steak for dinner, and she goes, "Now, aren't you glad you're not a vegetarian?"
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Like, I mean, I really love it. Like, I don't condone cannibalism, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. I do. I understand now. Okay.
We actually years ago watched this movie Alive.
Sure, I remember.
The plane crashes. Mm-hmm. And people had to eat each other. She was horrified. She's like, "Oh my god, no! There's no way I could do that. I mean, seriously, could you do that?" I was like, seriously, have we met? I love meat.
Tasty.
Yeah, I love meat. Uh-huh. I love to live. Uh-huh. 1 + 1 = I call ribs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm an optimist. This was a crash. Now it's a barbecue.
Dan Cummins is our guest.
Yes. Uh-huh.
A meat eater.
Uh-huh. You're a meat eater.
From way back.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love meat.
Ever since I watched that movie, when I fly, I throw a little A1 in my suitcase.
Is that right?
Oh.
Like good
meat.
For you.
I like
always
meat.
Prepared.
You just can't take
Bold
as much.
Spicy.
You can't take as much A1 as you used to be able
to.
No,
take
I know.
Take 2 ounces now. Isn't that sad?
Can you mashing it out now.
Getting on a plane.
What's this for? In case it crashes.
It's A1. So
just in case. As Dad would say, just in case.
Hey, you know, well, they told me that the seat's a floating device just in case. And since we're not flying over water, I figure, what the hell? We're going to have a barbecue.
I'll be the most popular guy on this plane left.
No, that isn't C4. That's charcoal.
Oh, man.
You can just use jet fuel to ignite it. Well, this is taking a sick turn.
Yes,
yeah,
you
know, it really has. I blame Dan.
So, Dan, you're getting divorced.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, I mean, really, even on, like, careers, I mean, it is tough, you know, on the road, but we're just so different, too. Like, you know, comedy, and she is an electrical engineer. Mm-hmm. Very, very different worlds.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Wow.
And I probably should have listened more, too, because I realized after her doing that for 9 years, the only thing I know about her job is that it has to do with electricity and engineering, and that's it. Like, it's so boring. Like, I hate it. Like, she would try and describe it to me, and she would use these technical words that I don't understand, and then she would dumb it down with smaller technical words I also don't understand.
Right.
So it would just be frustrating. Like, I would feel like some dumb monster just incapable of knowledge. Just like, me no like talk now. Dan Hart hurt. Dan Hart sad. I mean, seriously, the things she would say.
Dan Hart.
I mean,
crying. That's very good.
But it would be like, would you guys understand this if she's trying? I'd be like, "What do you do?" She's like,
"Are you asking us if we understand divorce?"
No, the job.
Oh, the job. Okay.
Like, okay, because this is the kind of thing she would say. I'm like, "No, seriously though, what do you do?"
Right.
She's like, "Well, right now I design schematics to handle the downtown power grid voltage distribution." What?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what's the schematic do? Mm-hmm. She's like, well, schematic doesn't do anything. It just shows where the load's being carried. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to go eighth grade to make myself feel better. I'm like, well, I'll show you where the load's going to get carried. Dan happy now. Dan heart fun again.
She'd be like, Dan, I'm serious.
Typical guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dan got big load.
Yeah.
Well, Dan been on road.
Yeah, the problem was it was so dry. I knew I'd have to work so hard, and then in the end, it would just suck anyway. It would just be something boring I wouldn't care about.
Right.
Sometimes I'd want to just say, look, just stop. Just stop talking. Do you or do you not build robots?
No.
Yeah. Then why are we talking?
Right. She could build a robot.
Yeah, I guess she could.
Electrical engineer, sure.
Yeah.
I know. Why can't she do that?
She probably will.
Still.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, one that listens. Yeah.
Someone she can get along with.
Yeah. Who doesn't like me? Hello.
Yes, that could very well happen. Maybe kind of a dill bot.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's
so
the
it
first
likes
time
pickles.
Insulted someone's ex-wife on the air.
No. A dill bot makes perfect sense.
If she's an electrical engineer, she can, you know, make her.
Yeah, make whatever she
who
wants.
Who knows? I'm sure she's a lovely person.
I just picture my son saying, my new daddy's a dill bot.
I'm not sure that's a word, but it is now.
Hey, mister, tone it down.
Our guest is comedian Dan.
One more segment to go on this Best of Tuesday. Comedian Harland Williams is coming up next on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, you're not going to believe what's on the way. Stay tuned. This is the Best of the Bob and Tom Show. From the Napa studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. The new B&T t-shirt. One color, two sleeves, and six sizes. See, we thought of everything. It's the new Bob and Tom t-shirt. See it and buy it now at bobandtomstore.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to our final segment here. This is Christopher in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. Let's hear what comedian Harland Williams has to say on the Best of the Bob and Tom Show.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We are so lucky today. We've got great guests in the studio, including comedian, actor Harland Williams. A great improvisational comedian and stand-up comedian. We were talking a little bit about his movies. Harland's you'll recognize him immediately from appearances in movies. What do you get? Let me ask you this: what do you get recognized for the most? Is there one film people go, "Oh yeah, you're the guy from"?
Is
it Dumb and Dumber?
It's
the cop, or
it's everything. But the top of the list, there's probably like four. It's like Half Baked, Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary, and Rocket Man.
Hmm. Now Half Baked,
yeah.
We actually have a special request from someone who wanted to hear.
Oh,
now that scene in Rocket Man where they say that you're going to go on the rocket, you're sitting at the press conference and you scream.
Yeah,
is that really you?
That was me. Yeah, and there's a funny story about that because that was one of the that scene kind of got one of the biggest laughs in the movie. It just to fill your listeners in, it's a scene where it's a big press conference and they're announcing who the next astronaut to go to Mars is going to be, and it's between me and this other guy who's really good.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like the Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, the other guy is the astronaut's astronaut and all this, and there's Harlan sitting
right. And I'm expecting the other guy's name to be called, but they call my name, and I scream like a girl. And in the script, this is an example of
hilarious.
What I was saying is in the script, it had it where my character's name was Fred. Fred hears his name called. He stands up and he faints.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, A, is fainting funny? Not really. B, they probably did a fainting scene in one of the first Charlie Chaplin movies in, 1704.
So been done.
It's been done. And I'm like, what would this guy, this guy's been dreaming about going to space his whole life. What would he really do? And I just pictured, have you ever seen the Miss America pageants where when they win, they scream and their hands are trembling and they're crying? So I said to them, I begged the director and the producer, I said, give me one take where I do the Miss America scream. And they're like, no. And I said, after about four takes of the other thing, I said, just give me one. And so they said, all right, do one. So I warned the sound guy. I said, look, I'm going to scream like a little girl who just had an Eskimo dropped on her.
That's hilarious.
And so I just did that whole thing. And that was.
Can you recreate it for us if we turn the mic
down?
You
know what?
A little bit?
It hurt my throat so much. I can try. It's early in the morning, but.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, Harlan Williams recreating the scene. Go ahead.
Rocket Man.
And the next astronaut going to Mars is, we are proud to announce, Fred Randall.
Now, once again, you have your hands close to your face.
Just like a girl.
Fingers splayed out, rotating them with loose wrists. That's brilliant.
It was fun. And what's funny is
we picture our astronauts somewhat dignified.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. One small step for man. It's
the right stuff. You have the wrong stuff.
And what was funny is they ended up using that in the trailer. It was like the big trailer moment, and it was one of the funniest moments in the movie. So
I haven't seen the movie. I got a note here. It said one of our listeners says, can you have Harlan Williams sing When You Wish Upon a Star like he did? What is that?
Oh, okay. This is another scene that I wrote. And this is again... I'll give you a little bit of the backstory. This guy's a complete goofball, but he ends up on the mission to Mars because he understands the computers. The guy who was supposed to run the computers got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So the only guy that knows the stuff is me. So they send me, but I'm a complete goofball. One of the other astronauts is a gorgeous girl, Jessica Lundy.
And a monkey, wasn't it?
And a monkey. It was also a hot
chick. You really got along with the monkey, as I recall.
Once it was shaved, we were fine. And so anyways, they had it in the script that she falls in love with me. And I go, there's no way she'd fall in love with me. I'm an idiot in the movie. I'm a borderline mental case, you know? So I said, let me write a scene where we could see her falling in love with me. So there's a scene where it's a quiet time and we're looking out the window of the spaceship. And I go, look, over there. And she goes, what? And I go, that's my star. And she goes, what are you talking about? And I said, when I was a kid and I was always getting in trouble, I would always imagine that was my star. And she goes, well, I have one too. And anyways, it's this real romantic scene. And then I sing When You Wish Upon a Star to her like Jiminy Cricket. And now I know you want me to do that. After I've stripped my voice with the scream.
Like Jiminy Cricket.
A Jiminy Cricket impersonation.
You want me to do it?
I am.
Give us the first.
I must hear it.
Give us the first phrase. Come on, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Ready? When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. 'Cause when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Bravo.
Now that's the guy she fell in love with.
Yes, I can see why.
Brilliant.
Harlan Williams is our guest. And we talked to you on the phone when you had the music.
You have a CD out with your cousin, right, from the Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah, that's right. My cousin, Kevin Hearn, from the Bare Naked Ladies. Last year we put a CD out called The Cousins, and it's a bunch of love songs. I do the singing, and he does the playing.
Because it just doesn't make sense. You're such a great singer. That was great.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Did they have to get special permission from...
Well,
Disney?
Fortunately, Rocket Man was a Disney movie,
but to do it that style, not just to do the song,
they had to like clear something, but they were able to do it, and we were able to put it in. And it really was a sentimental scene. It's just one little scene, but you can see her in the movie fall in love with this character.
Now, had you always been able to? Did you know that was in your repertoire?
I did. When You Wish Upon a Star is one of my shower songs. Do you sing in the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah, but usually it's some horrible rock song that I can't get out of my head.
Usually it's Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
Yeah.
Are you young and handsome too?
It's either I'm either singing like When You Wish Upon a Star, We Are the Champions, or Leo Sayers.
Oh.
You feel like dancing.
You make me feel like dancing.
Dancing that away.
Dancing that away.
Probably sounds better in the shower.
Yeah, yeah, it sure does.
Every time I think of him, I think of Richard Simmons, and it throws.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They both had like that apple crisp hair.
Yeah, that really awful. We're very lucky. We've got a great guest in the studio. He is a singer, comedian, actor, Harlan Williams. And we have
we're not doing Leo Saturday.
Illustrator. We have a link to his website and a bunch of stuff at bobandtom.com. We may want to switch pictures. Could we maybe add a different? We'll keep the one we have and then put a sort of a more normal picture of him.
A recent photo here.
Yeah, it really looks like you're
I like that picture.
I like it too.
He looks like he's
cool.
A drama teacher.
Yeah.
Here's Mr. Williams, fourth period drama.
I got to blame the photographer, though. He's like, all right, lean over the chair and look like you want to date me.
But you,
that's the look.
And I'm like,
picked it and said, yeah, that's okay.
My next publicity photo, I'm supposed to get new I'm going to do that.
Are you?
That's the new picture.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you got to do that.
You might want to do it on a Barco lounger.
Are you going to do it naked? Keep it with the theme of the day.
Oh, yeah.
We have talk about the
chick. Here's one for the ladies.
The chick is going to pose naked for our website next week. Now,
yes.
We'll take a break. Come right back with comedian Mike Armstrong, comedian Harlan Williams. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
This is the best of the Bob and Tom Show. From the Napa studios and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Reach us toll-free at 1-888-BOB-TOM-1 or at bobandtom.com.